to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Well, we've got some good news today.
We do?
Good.
You know the good news, Mike.
Yeah.
It's just us today. I'm talking now to everybody listening to the show across America who does not live in Sacramento.
There's an issue. There's an issue out in Sacramento, and the issue is they're preempting us again.
Yeah, I guess it's the lesbian basketball.
Come on,
we were sitting here in the 10 minutes or so before the show,
right?
And I'm looking at all the phone lines ringing, and they're all from area code 916.
Of course.
So we are picking them up because why not?
Yes.
Because we're not on the air, and, you know, just answering the phone going, hello, Westwood One. And every single call, God bless them.
They sounded literally like they were clones.
Distressed.
There were three guys. They sounded exactly the same. They were all from Sacramento. They were all telling us that we were going to be preempted.
Right.
Like, and we're going to throw a magic switch and have that change.
And, you know, there was nothing we could do about it. And they did not realize that they were speaking to us.
No. Mm-hmm.
And at one point I said to the guy, after all, our motto at Westwood One about the Don and Mike show is, we don't give an F.
Right.
And the guy says, oh, that's a good motto.
One guy likes it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Another guy was surprised.
So today's show will be, and let's not, incidentally, when they're back tomorrow, let's not tell them we were talking about them.
No, and but we will say that we had the best show we've ever had. Just to make them feel really, really good about themselves.
Well, it's already started off on a fantastic note.
Yeah, and I needed it to start off on a fantastic note.
Why?
I had me a morning. A very, very strange morning. I was walked in on for the very first time in my adult life with a relationship with women.
By who?
Carla. I thought she was safely at work.
Oh, you were working it.
Okay,
Mike, stand by. Hold on just a moment. Just a moment, please.
The D is though.
Hold on just a second. Where is this thing loaded up here?
It's Wednesday. Come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program as the entire Don and Mike Show crew hits the road and heads back to Virginia for another ratings blowout party. Forget number 15. Come bask in the warm glow of number...
It'll be money.
8 p.m. at O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas. That's the place to be, and we want to see your face in the place. Touch a hand, have a word, and let us thank you for your support. Hear Don cuss. See Mike drink.
All right.
Watch Buzz the deuce. See Rob hate. And watch Joe. Well, just watch Joe. The Don and Mike ratings blowout. Wednesday at 8 p.m. Check out omerasrestaurant.com for directions. We'll see you there.
Incredible!
All right, I want to make sure everybody knows that the big ratings party is next Wednesday night. You're invited. We don't know what the ratings are yet.
Right.
Watch Joe.
They come out soon. We'll let you know. Right now, we're number 15. Mike, please hold off just for a moment, as I'm sure you had to earlier today.
I did indeed. I certainly did.
We got a lot of business to get to.
No.
However, that will take priority once we hear a couple of these entries and actually start the show.
Yes.
Mike, J-O.
There you go. Put that way up there. Way up there.
J-O. Okay. Got it. You know, because we got a dunk tank today.
Yeah, we do.
We got a big old dunk tank show to get to today.
I can't smell the grape Kool-Aid. The guys are telling me they can actually smell the grape. I haven't gotten down close enough to smell it.
If you put your face...
close to it?
Right by... Well, first off, the senses are fooled a bit because the dunk tank itself is purple. Is purple. And it's full of purple grape Kool-Aid. And, and what you got to really do is... hoist yourself up and almost do like Huey Lewis in that video where he puts his face into the sink full of ice water. You have to get your nose right down there. Right.
It's a real carnival-style, authentic dunk tank.
The smell becomes overwhelming.
450 gallons of Kool-Aid.
Mm.
And you may want to smell it before Robert gets there.
Well, now will we be giving it away on this hot day after we dunk Robert?
We happen to release that freeing to sell this Kool-Aid.
There's not a legal document.
No, nothing has been printed.
Now, listen, 5 o'clock today, East Coast time, right here at our brand-new Don and Mike World Headquarters at the corner of Montrose Road and Rockville Pike.
And Old Georgetown Road.
And Classic Classic Rockville. We will put Robert the Mailman in the dunk tank so he can pay off his Miami Heat winning the NBA thing bet. Come on down. Uh-huh. Take a shot at him. As Mike said, it's a legit, real carny type dunk tank. We want to thank Howard Entertainment. Serving the country one event at a time, howardentertainment.com.
Thank you.
888-93-GAMES, specializing in moon bounces, casino games, game shows, and virtual reality games.
Curly Howard.
We also needed 450 gallons of water.
Wow.
Thanks to Renahan's Water for Swimming Pools.
Ah.
They will fill you up. Thanks, Jay, in Baltimore, 410-489-7120. And lastly, we look forward to seeing everybody today. Please come down. You're all invited to this event.
Yeah.
But due to our limited parking, please park across the street where there's 8,000 parking spots by the Sports Authority or Barnes & Noble.
You can't miss it today because Joshua Tree has come over from the other radio station, and he's strung the free FM banners.
As our radio station.
The other radio station.
It's our radio station.
Sure it is.
It's still our radio station.
Yeah, no, this is our radio station.
And Joshua Tree is outside. We'll check the microphones with him and check the dunk. As a matter of fact, is he out there now?
It should be.
It should be. Let me. You think it's not?
Like, Rob, that was a stutter. Hatty, hatty, hebba. You did a little hemony, 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 hemony.
You think his thing is turned on?
He's actually right there.
Hey, Joshua. Hello, come in. Come in, Joshua Tree.
Remember, being assisted right now by John Norman.
He's the David Schwimmer lookalike.
Yep, and he's over here. He said he was glad to find an excuse to get over to our headquarters, our world headquarters now in Rockville, Maryland.
Okay.
He's been outfitted with a wireless mic, and he's on his way out.
Hello? I'm here. I'm here.
Hey.
How you doing, Joshua Tree?
How's it going, guys?
Have you gotten any stink?
Not lately.
Not lately?
It's been a little bit of a dry month. Wow. He got to fire a junkette today, though.
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Didn't put out?
It wasn't...
Is that the case? Did she not put out?
It's part of the rules. It's in the handbook.
That's
and
right.
She knew what she was getting into when she started the gig.
That's right.
Really?
Yes.
You.
Which one?
Oh, one of the new ones.
Ah, okay.
So, how much are we missed over at the place that we're not at now?
I'll tell you, it is so boring there without
how
you guys.
Boring is it?
Rob, I don't think that was a straight line.
Joshua Tree, who's, I'm guessing now, in front of the building, right? Are you by the dunk tank?
Yeah, I'm out here. I can smell the grape.
Are you right down near the tank?
Yeah, I can smell it when I walked out the
door. You think you could splash it for us so we could hear the tank?
Yeah, here we go. That's gravy.
He didn't even want to get his hand in it. You could tell by that splash.
I'm going to get so sticky out here.
Is it possible that you could just push the entire tank a little bit? You know what I mean? Like rock it a little bit. Yeah, back and forth. Just like a car that's stuck in the snow, just so we can hear the waves.
I'll do the best I can.
Make a mini wave pool.
That's good. I can tell.
That was a good sound.
And it is a great... Hey, Robbie, grab me a ball, will you, please?
Yeah.
How many times have you said that? Or not that ball, Rob. Not that Rob.
No, one big enough to use outside.
Robbie.
Now these balls that we're using appear to be, gosh, I would say like almost plastic softballs.
They are. Yes.
They're softball
with
size.
Bumps.
Regulation.
Right?
And they're made to be reused. That's why they're not like regular softball.
Boing.
You can use either one. I think you could actually play a softball game with those.
Sure.
I think you could. I think you could almost hear the sound of
how heavy are they? Are they relatively heavy?
You can hear the sound of the aluminum back smacking one of those things.
Just like a softball size.
Like
a softball.
Yeah, that's good. So these are the balls that we'll be using. That's the ball hitting the microphone.
Right.
Just like you've seen in the carnivals. Joshua, hey, describe the dunk tank for us, please, because it is just like what you've seen in not only cartoons, but at the old-time Midway.
Yep, this is full authentic. It's a 450-gallon bucket. It's got a white chain-link fence in the front to protect Robert from being hit in the face.
Full authentic.
It's got a large plastic window so you can see him when he falls in. Watch the jiggling as it happens.
And are we going to put some tape down so we know where to stand? So we got like the, so you've got the proper distance from the pitcher's mound to the target?
Yeah.
Because I don't want anybody cheating.
Right.
You know,
except Tom.
No, this is
Tom,
official.
Right.
We're doing this totally legit. There's going to be a foul line.
And we're going to be able to see which member of our crew. I don't remember, you know, it's been so long since any of us have played any sports.
You know, that's the thing.
We're going to see who's the girlish, the most girly thrower.
I was thinking about that. I bet I don't even hit the goddamn target.
It's hard. It's
you know,
hard.
We actually had a choice between a small and large target.
The target we opted for is the large target. It's about 10 inches.
It's about like a dinner plate. Yeah.
But there is like a 4-inch target that would be impossible.
Yeah. And that's the kind that they use at like the boardwalk and stuff when the guy yells at you.
And you got to hit it pretty hard. The action is a pretty good action, but you got to nail it pretty hard to make him fall.
All right. Well, a couple of hours. We'll be out there. Come on by, everybody. Joshua Tree, thank you, friend.
I'm looking forward to it.
My pleasure. I'll be here all day.
All right. There he is. Joshua Tree outside. Robbie here. Hey, heads up. Hey, there you go. Good reflexes.
Yeah, he's a gifted natural athlete.
Keep a boy in sports.
Yes, and keep him out of courts.
Keep him out of courts.
That's Coach Ray Nicoletta, Don.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Tom.
Hey.
Hey.
Where are you?
Hey, you monster.
Hey, I'm not going to be out there today because Robert's going to be out there. Robert is a goddamn sissy. He's going to do it. I think...
Hold it. Slow down. Tom, you're very upset.
How can we possibly do this event without your arch enemy?
Because we can't get out there.
How come you can't get out there, Tom?
You're the arch enemy.
If you guys can order me a limo, I can get out there.
Well, what about just a cab?
Who's going to pay for it?
I'll pay for it.
Who?
I'll pay for it.
Mike will pay for your cab.
He'll pay for my cab?
I will pay for your cab, Tom.
Okay.
Yeah, can you order the cab? You've done that before.
And you'll pay for it, right?
Yes, of course, Tom. I'll pay for it. We'll pay for it.
No, Tom. We'll stick you with the bill.
Tom, of course we'll pay for your cab.
Although, really, I got to tell you, I'm low on cash since I just paid for a bunch of fire extinguishers. Oh, where's he coming from?
Vienna? Vienna, Virginia.
Piece of cake, Tom. Get a cab and come out here. I'll pay for it.
Okay, turn your radio down.
Turn
your radio down, Tom.
Okay.
Tom, how do you spell cab?
C-A-B.
Very close.
I'm sorry, you got that wrong. How do you spell taxi?
T-A-I-X.
That's my man.
Perfect.
Very good, Tom.
C-H?
Okay.
Is it a special fee for the cab with the ramp?
How about dunk?
Dunk?
Dunk.
D-A-N-C-K.
Right. And finally, tank.
Tank, T-A-N-K.
Tank.
You spelled that right. Tom, you better order that cab and get out here right away.
Who's going to pay for my cab?
I'm paying for it, Tom.
Mike has already said he'll pay.
Okay, Mike, I'll be out in a minute.
Thank you, Tom. He'll be right.
I think that's him pulling up now.
Poor Tom, a little cash
strap. He's probably retarded.
No problem. Right. Rob says it's going to be $50 each way.
I think so, too.
If it's more than $40, I'm going to let Tom argue with the cabbie. I'm kidding.
It's rush hour, Mike, for goodness sakes.
Are you paying both ways or just to get him here?
Just to get him here.
That'll be good. He can stay here tonight.
He can sleep here.
No. Even I might have to go to the ATM to help out on that one.
If he sleeps here, the floor will have worms.
All right, so we got a big show today. We'll be outside. Dung Tang, come on down and watch. Now the show open contest.
Yes.
We are blown away, literally, and it's great to be blown away.
It certainly is.
by really all of the entries, so many now that we are starting to get backed up here.
Wow.
Right? So let's hear a couple of them as quickly as we can.
That's not a good feeling when you get backed up.
Again, our sincere thanks to everybody that's sending in the entries to Don and Mike Show at our website, donandmikeshow.com. Send it to the mail. Send it to... Johnny and Ed, make sure you put right there, personal for John Norman. That's what he wants. He doesn't want it to say
show open.
No, he wants it to say
Norman.
Special offer, hot Asian chicks for John Norman.
That's right, any of those.
That's what we want. Anyway, here is the first possible show open we have, made by a listener today. I think we've done a pretty good job of articulating exactly what it is that we're looking for, while not really pinpointing what it is we're looking for.
Right.
Here's a guy named Matthew Dent. Sending in today's first entry.
This Wednesday, come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program.
Now, that's a real commercial for our show on Wednesday.
That was Dude Walker.
Right, here's Matt Dent.
The Don and Mike Show, starring Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, with Rob Spiewak and Buzz Burbank on news. Now broadcasting in glorious reverb, The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we get jokes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Very 50s sci-fi.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
I loved it.
I got a migraine.
Well, at least it was homemade.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one from a guy named Mitch Osako.
Oh.
Oh, Mitch Osako.
Hello, Joe.
We've done over 1,600 shows. They can't all be great, you know. You do that many shows. You do that many shows. Some are gonna suck. Some are gonna eat. Some are gonna blow.
This is a fine show. This is not a bad show.
Some blow. Some eat.
What were they like anyway? They look pretty good. Are they real? Are they built for speed or for comfort? What'd you do with them? Motorboat? You play the motorboat? You motorboat, son of a bitch. You old sailor, you. Where is she? She's still in the house?
How many we got on this ship anyhow? Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by
atomic batteries power. Turbines speed.
I know a lot of people working the Batman. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a thumbs up for me.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I'm a joke maker.
Bowyer Sensei. Bowyer Sensei.
I am a golden god.
Oh, I know. You're giving me signals like I don't know what I'm doing.
Can you imagine that? Me not knowing what I'm doing?
The Han Geronimo.
It's a low neighborhood. Full of alcoholic delusions.
Drink is you're a filthy thing, isn't it? I'd rather be dead than unable to trust my own eyes.
You
can do it, Emma. But if you want to.
I'm not that. I'm big
bomb. Mike O'Mara. When 900 years old, you reach, look as good as you or not.
Hey, man, got a big box of porn for you.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr. Suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Doug Burbank! Translation.
Buy with confidence.
Translation.
I pledge to be a Jew Scout.
I pledge to be a Jew Scout.
My honor wide and true.
My honor wide and true.
I am proud to be a Jew Scout.
I am proud to be a Jew Scout.
Otherwise, I'd just be a Jew.
Otherwise, I'd just be a Jew.
What do they got in there, King Kong?
Rob, beware.
But what's the biggest misconception do you think people have about you?
I love acting!
But let me tell you something. I love weed.
Beer.
If you don't like your job, you don't strike. You just go in every day and do it really half-ass.
Joe Arlinger.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, just going on there and pointing, click, 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 it's real easy, man.
Well, the world needs stick figures, too.
John Norman.
I get it. So he was playing the tape before he would announce the person.
Right. I guess so.
Yeah, that doesn't really work.
All right. Well, thank you.
But we appreciate it.
It's an extra question mark.
You know, Kong, will you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Will you just step away? Yeah, Mike, have you noticed him standing directly over my left shoulder? You know why?
Why?
As soon as one of these plays, he can't wait to put either a check or an X through the little piece of paper that's right here in front of me.
Oh, so to indicate whether we're going to keep it around.
Right. I think you can remember.
I can.
I think you can. Come on. Drop the ADD and go back over to your spot.
All right.
Go back to your good monkey spot.
There he is.
Thank you. Thank you. It's one of those things. It drives them nuts because I'm playing them out of order, incidentally, in the way that they're numbered by John.
Yeah, don't appreciate that either.
I'm skipping around in the interest of time, and the whole time he's just waiting for us to either give it thumbs up or thumbs down,
right,
so he can do his big thumbs up or thumbs down.
Right. Well, what was it, by the way? Check.
I don't even remember which one it was. Now.
It was the one with SWAT in the background.
I don't remember which cut it was.
Well, then it's getting an X.
That's thumbs down.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's thumbs down. I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good.
Personal.
I'm just screwing with him.
It was hating him 2 days ago. Then you were loving him yesterday. Today is screw with him. What's tomorrow going to be? What are you going to do tomorrow?
Oh, I'm loving him today. It's just, it's his goddamn.
Well, you always love him. I mean, we all know that.
It's his goddamn ADD. It's his, you know, I got to put a tape away as soon as it plays. I've got to make the mark on the sheet as soon as the word is said.
Now, he used to sit over behind you in the old studio. He used to sit over there.
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't sit there anymore.
That's right. That's Mike, maybe you noticed, I designed the studio.
Yes.
Kind of by design.
Right. He's over here with me now.
Yeah, Rob's work area
he's
is
over
now.
He's over here, and I swear to God, it's like going around the Minnesota Vikings front four when I want to get to the door at the end. You know, I like to sprint out of here. You know, we had a problem with it yesterday, didn't we? Yeah. We really did have a problem.
I'm addressing.
He's the... You move, sometimes you move, your reflexes are cat-like, and at other times you move, what would be a nice way of saying it, deliberately.
Starting at noon today,
yes. One of the slow skis.
I'm dieting.
Here's another entry in the contest by a guy named Jason Garrett. Thank you, Jason. Here's your entry.
Here it is.
No,
oh, God.
Show
it. Hold on, let's restart. Yes. Wow, that's loud.
We were still going
loud.
Hold on, 9-8.
I'm loud, man.
Okay, again, the guy's name is Jason Garrett.
Bang, let's start the show.
Dr. Geronimo. As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster. Mike O'Mara.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Buzz Calhoun.
Allow myself to introduce...
Buzz Calhoun?
Myself.
Rob Spiewak.
We don't want the Irish.
George.
Take them beans!
Dr. Mike.
Hey, everybody! We're all gonna get late!
Doc and Mike.
You know what they say? See a broad to get that booty active? Leg her down, smack them, yak them. Toe got to be.
You know, again, not bad.
I like that. It was tight. I enjoyed that.
I have pretty good use of the clips. What was that, Buzz Caliendo?
I just have to vote no, because they have Buzz Calhoun.
Buzz Calhoun was, I think,
the guy being funny.
Was it?
I think he knew you were Buzz Burbank.
No, I enjoy it when we have fun with my name, but it's never been Calhoun.
Well, you know, I tolerated the Michaels. You
yeah,
know
that's
what I mean?
True.
It's, it's a little more egregious to get a last name completely different.
Again, the perfect ones, in my mind, we've had two or three that are really good.
Right.
Are the ones that feature more of you guys than of movie clips and of stuff that you've put together.
Right. I'm not a tremendous fan of the rap music, but that one yesterday was superb.
It was.
Absolutely superb.
Hot diggity, that was good. Here's one more. We'll hear one more today by a guy named Bill Sorrell. Or maybe it's Sorrell, like Buddy Sorrell.
Oh, but Bill Sorrell.
Here it is.
Good Monday, day after Sunday. Everybody ready to have a fun day afternoon to all you crazy coconuts out there in Don and Mike Land.
Okay, let me just stop here. Much more, and maybe I'll be totally wrong about this, but the first 5 seconds, at least for me, much more what I was thinking.
I love it. I love it because it really shows, it shows our listeners what our listeners are all about.
All right, so let's see how this one plays out. Then we'll start the show again. Bill Sorrell, or Sorrell.
Good Monday, day after Sunday. Everybody ready to have a fun day afternoon to all you crazy coconuts out there in Don and Mike Land. Here they come, side by side. Why, just look at the way they glide into the studios. They're a team fulfilling all your radio dreams. It's Donald P. Geronimo and Mikey the Blades O'Mara. So kick back, pop a cold one, and get ready to crank it up. I pictured a rainbow.
Is that it?
That's it. All right. You know, that'll make the cut.
Yeah. Well, you know, they don't all have to have the tapes and the fancy editing. And
that'll make it to the next level.
Crazy poses.
We're looking for a tape to start the show every single day, a different one by one of you guys. So send them in. We want to get a nice collection going. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Send them, and we'll keep getting them.
Good.
We'll keep playing them. This is Bonnie Pointer.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yes. And if this is not about the sweetest goddamn piece of musical gold that I've heard.
You like this, huh?
Oh, dude, I'd like to bathe in this song. Are you kidding? On a hot-ass day like today?
Oh, yeah.
Bonnie Pointer at Heaven Must Have Sent You. That's the open. And, hello, everybody. Right, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi, Bert. Hi, Tony.
Okay. Hi, Don.
Hi, there.
Appreciate it.
Hi, Dr. Bill. You know what? This is crap. We're just going to stop this. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your wire.
I got a new tape for you too, Buzz.
Good.
Instead of your retarded tape. Got a new one for you. But let's start with
The Door.
Ta-da!
Look at the light got blocked.
Hurry,
right.
How's your waterlogged postman?
How's your purple hands? Rob's hands have actually turned purple today.
Got Kool-Aid hands.
I'm working with all the Kool-Aid.
It'll go away once my dieting continues. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Grapetacular and all the ships at sea. They will make you sacramental. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
They are not here today.
How about that?
No looking up on the phone. We'll see them at 916. Oh, but let's not mention that. Let's just keep that a secret between us. Don and Mike show. Oh.
I love this.
Don and Mike show. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Thursday. Thank you, guys. And it's July 20th, 07, 0206.
Hi, Donna. Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
And Buzz, you ready for your new tape?
Yes, please.
You won't be here in this one.
No, he's not retarded.
Even though you're not, Buzz. Here's your new tape again. Say, Donna, Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Donna. Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific. He's our new leader. He's like too much.
They like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
There you go.
I like that.
You like that one?
No, he's not retarded.
You like that one? As you can tell by the smell, Don and Mike show. And like we said, it's a new episode of this Thursday. And you can call us from anywhere in America or from Canada at 877-365-3636. We're also on the internet. Go to our website. Hear our downloads and hear the show live. Just click on Listen Live. Don and Mike website. Don and Mike com.
This is Catherine Turner.
If you want to email us, if you want to join the contest for the show open, want to send a note or something, God knows we don't want to read it, but Johnny will.
He'll read it. He has to. It's his job.
Send it to Yanni and send us email during the show, donandmikewebsite.com. We thank you very hard for that. We're also on iTunes, but that's kind of a mess. So ask us about it later. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air, and we also like taking unscreen calls, just like this one.
Man, where did you dig up that quasi-disco song from?
Quasi-disco? That's pure disco.
Yeah, that's...
I know. It sounds like 1979 all over again. I thought they left that stuff in the dust.
Yeah, hey. F you. From the bottom of my heart, F you.
I just wanted to get you off to a good, nice, cheery start today.
You actually really like that song, don't you, sir?
No, actually, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Like I was singing. F you.
What type of music do you enjoy?
Hey, disco sucks, Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson.
Let me tell you something. Disco sucks, man. It's a no Bee Gees weekend.
Let's pile up all the disco songs and burn them.
All weekend long. We're like, if you hear us playing a Bee Gees song, you called it. Do you remember? I actually worked in radio at that time.
Yes.
There were so many Bee Gees songs on the radio.
Oh, God, every
the stations would say, if you catch us playing a Bee Gees song this weekend, call in and win $1 million. The no Bee Gees weekend.
And then, they were nervous because you never knew what disc jockeys were really going to do.
Right. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, so what music do you enjoy?
F you. F, 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 you.
You still there?
Yes.
I do try to pick a variety of different songs to start each show.
He doesn't seem to want to answer the...
Oh, I enjoy a lot of different types of music.
No, give us your favorite.
Let's see.
Pressure on you now, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Believe it or not, I can't decide between classical or heavy metal.
I bet you like Sam Harris, don't you? Sam Harris and Clay Aiken.
Here in Washington at Wolf Trap, I believe this week Marvin Hamlisch is conducting the National Symphony Orchestra for a tribute to show tune, something you might want to roll out.
I believe all of these are just flying over his head.
Yeah.
Let me move it down a notch. Let me move the funny switch down a notch.
Thank you.
You like Billy Ray Cyrus?
Not in this decade.
You said heavy metal. Give us a heavy metal act that you like.
Act?
Act. Yeah, I've always considered heavy metal bands to be acts.
Who's your favorite metal band?
Oh, boy. Probably Slayer.
Slayer?
Slayer. Please, those guys are fags. I'm serious. You dare call this show to say that you didn't like Bonnie Pointer, heaven must have sent you, and the best you can come up with is freaking Slayer? I mean, you couldn't even give me something like Winger? I mean, Slayer?
How about Warrant?
Oh, God.
Please, Slayer, they're a bunch of pussies. My God. They're sick. They're sick. They're not good.
Slayer.
Slayer.
You like Pantera?
Not... Yeah, they were all
right. He's just trying to say.
Yeah. Oh, you know who else is really good?
Yeah, you sound like my puppy.
I like Gloria Gaynor. I Will Survive.
Yeah, that's,
That's another one of my favorite disco songs.
I like it when all the chicks get up there and put their fists up in the air. I Will Survive. You know what?
Yeah,
you never hear that.
Rules.
You never hear that at a wedding.
And you know, really,
there's a reason.
Yeah, well, Mike, the reason you don't hear that at a wedding is because that's generally the song that you play.
It's a divorce song.
When you have the big divorce ceremony.
No, you do hear it at weddings. The DJs play it at weddings. You see people, you know, it's almost up there with the conga line.
Is it really?
Nobody processes that it's a breakup song.
Yeah, I guess not. At my wedding. My request.
My request. Hey, listen,
Carrie played it.
Hello, ass. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, your mother did give birth to quite the hump, didn't she?
Well, nonetheless, thank you for your patronage.
But thank you for carrying the Sacramento torch while they're sleeping today.
No problem. I'm sure you'll do the Sacramento.
No problem. Okay. Remember, disco sucks, just like your mom.
His mom.
Not as good as yours, though.
His mom's sister Sledge.
Oh, no, I beg to differ, because I've had both of them at the same time. You see, I don't like my mom, so I'll be glad to say the same thing. Your mom is better at S&D than my mom is, because I've had them both do me.
Oh, that's a tough one to get around.
Yeah, so at least mine is the mayor of Corville.
Now he's trying to... Is he trying to retreat? Is that what he's trying to do?
Yes, I'm trying to bail out.
You don't know what you're doing. With dignity?
That ship has sailed.
Dignity, my name is not you.
So did you enjoy your trip into the tall weeds, my friend? Did you enjoy your foray into
this? At least I got to talk to you guys. That's worthwhile.
I don't always try to bring it to the mother level.
Now he's complimenting.
Yes.
He is confused.
No, actually, I've been a listener to you guys for a lot of years.
How long have you been confused?
Your musical tastes don't always run the same as mine.
No, I don't give a crap. Okay? I mean, how many radio guys are you going to hear that from? I don't give a crap. Your opinion does not matter to me. How would you like
it? That is one of the things I love about you.
Yeah, but really, hold on. Stop for just a second, because I'm sure you work with your hands. I'm sure that you're one of those guys that doesn't work with your brain. I'm sure you work with your hands. What do you do for a living?
Sure.
With no offense to all the hand guys
of
out
course.
There.
No, I mean, we need them.
Couldn't live without them.
Right. Yeah, the world needs ditch diggers, Danny.
Danny!
What do you do for a living?
Hello?
Was that a question that was too tough? Hello?
I think he might have...
No, the line's still open.
Did you pull the ripcord, sir?
Hello? This line is open.
Oh, this might just be another strategy. He's gone from the direct insult, then he really wanted to really play for a while, then he retreated, but not in a real retreating way. Then he threw out a compliment, which was totally giving
him
down.
Is it because you had to hold the telephone with your hands?
Don,
now, there you, maybe, now it's gone.
Maybe he doesn't have hands. You never know. How could you possibly know?
Try to be sensitive.
Then he would have been on speaker.
He might be infirmed.
He would have been on speaker. Or he would have sounded like he was on the McDonald's drive-thru handset.
Well, right. The handset, I mean, you know, the headset, somebody could put that on him.
Right.
Yeah, but don't those always sound like, you know... Welcome to McDonald's, number drive-thru.
Only John Norman's.
Drive-thru.
Norman! No, that's his chair. How's yours working today, John?
Hi, John.
I'm fine, but the chair, yes, that's what you're usually hearing. It's a balancing act.
Okay.
Happy John.
I'm really working on my John Norman impression.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Much study.
Buy an ice pick. Something tells me you're going to really get into character. I can picture John running around his house at night after his wife with an ice pick in his hand.
John tends to finish his statements on air with a very pronounced exhale.
Yeah.
Through the mouth through or the through nose. The nose?
Through the nose.
It is because we test his patience.
Like, I'll be John Norman, you ask me a question.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys didn't play any more of the show openers today?
Maybe later. Why is that?
I sent one last night. I'm just curious to see how you feel.
Oh, we got, trust me, we got a ton of them. We got an ass load of them. Thank you, everybody, for sending them.
What's your name, sir?
Robbie Ludwig.
Oh, Robbie, yeah. Yours didn't make the cut.
No, sorry.
Okay.
I'm kidding, Robbie.
We don't know.
Robbie, I'm kidding.
But you really don't have much chance.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
all
right.
Bye-bye.
Here we are. Sacramento doesn't show up for the show today, and we're being more evil than ever.
Pick on somebody.
Yeah, I know.
So, Mike.
Yes.
I understand when I was doing the pre-show interview with you. Well, yeah. Welcome to the show. Our guest, of course, is America's favorite aper, Mike O'Mara.
How do, everyone?
Fred the Ape.
Great to be here, Don. Great to be here, as usual.
Mike's, of course, here promoting his brand-new right-to-DVD movie. Now, it's not actually pornography, correct?
It's not pornography. Some might call it soft porn, but what it is really, it's kind of a how-to.
Ah.
It's a how-to. I call it how to hide.
And I understand that you recently had a rather embarrassing moment with your girlfriend, Carla, who is decades younger than you.
As recently as just a few moments before the show today, I was actually at home getting ready to jump in the shower. I was naked, and I know this might be very difficult for all of you to hear, but I have to share this. I have to share this. Because I was getting ready to get in the shower, and as Chris Rock has said on several of his tapes, how about a little one before work? And
well, I always like thinking of Lester Burnham.
Lester Burnham. Well, it wasn't going to be in the shower. It was going to be watching the television before.
So I understand.
I got the urge, I said, what the heck, I'll do this. Because, you know, a little activity before the show relaxes and centers me.
Yes.
And I said, well, this should take no time at all. So I grabbed the remote, which is probably in need of batteries. That comes into play a little bit later.
Ah.
Please pay attention. It might need batteries because I'm having a little trouble changing the channels. I have to really kind of push the remote up to, you know, the line with the infrared thing so I can get the remote to work. And as I was beginning this, I went right to channel 593, and there was a particular...
Did you notice you now get six channels?
Yeah, you get the Hustler channels.
Six channels on DirecTV now. Yeah. For $15, you get six channels for 3 hours, so your odds are better.
I'm a little confused
about... you're going to get something you like.
Because I really don't stay very long on those channels. I'm a little confused as to whether they have changed the content on certain channels that maybe one that used to be kind of the guaranteed everything shot is not included anymore. Because I've seen them finish when they don't really finish, and I always get very angry at
What's the channel number on that?
That would be the old Platinum. It's now called 10.
I only know it by the numbers.
596.
596.
596 used to be a slam dunk. You wanted the really naughtiest channel, the real dirtiest channel was 596.
Oh, you know what? 593 is really dirty now.
Mm-hmm.
593 used to be just like women that walked around and paraded around naked.
Not but 593, I don't think you get a payoff there either. You get explicit, but you
Hello?
Don't get a, you do? On 593? Clips? Spice Clips?
I am a subscriber.
Okay, all right, so you do get that.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Right.
By channel 593.
Okay, well, I went through all of them, and I was having a little difficulty getting motivated. I'm not a big fan, when I turn that on, of getting right to the middle of it. I don't like that. I ideally, for me, you can be right at the start of something, where they even might have their clothes on.
Like where
I
like they're sitting by the pool?
Yeah, I like that.
You
I like
why?
That whole seduction phase.
Here's why that works.
I don't know why that works for me, but
hold
it does.
On. You know why it works?
Why does it work?
Because
I'm kind of doing the same thing.
Because you get to see her with her clothes on.
Right.
Then you get to see her take her clothes. She gobbles.
Yeah, exactly.
So, right away.
Right.
I mean, depending
Excuse
on...
Me, I just dropped a bottle cap.
Depending on what your preference is and what floats your boat, very often, if it's just beginning, like in a kitchen
I like just
or
beginning
a pool,
or at the ending, I'm not a fan of the constant, you know. And if you ever notice that, if you're watching a porno, what you get is repetition, because nobody lasts that long.
Same
and they show,
scenes over and
yes,
over.
Yes, and they cut it and they edit it, and it's like, why does this have to go on for 10 minutes?
And many times, I hate to be a nitpicker here, the sound doesn't even match the action.
Do you know something?
When they're looping the scene over and over, like
I just got this idea.
Like the man will be like standing and she'll and you'll hear her responses from when he had her bent over another way.
Do you know what I saw one time when they were doing one of those gang things in one of these movies? It was on one of those five channels. It's six channels now. They actually had a speed competition to see what lady could help her guy out the quickest. And man, I love that. And that to me, they ought to do more of that because I think that, you know.
Speed porno is like speed dating.
Speed porno in real time.
Right. And how about
see
this?
How you can do it. Go for it. What do we have to watch? Why do I want to watch that for like 15 minutes? Nobody wants to watch that.
Hey, in DirecTV, why not make it a challenge for the home viewer?
Mm-hmm.
Say to the home viewer, we will give you 60 seconds.
Right.
If you can get the job done in 60 seconds, 99 cents.
Probably need a webcam to verify.
They could just cut it off.
That's like the plan that you would sign up for, the 99 cent plan.
Uh-huh.
What you're daring them.
Yeah.
And then you would have to order and if you couldn't get it done, well then you'd have to call up and say give me all of them.
If there was a channel with real time where it was real time, they didn't do the editing and you really said, hey, let's see how fast you can do it. Not necessarily a speed competition, but you saw it happen in real time, and if it happened quickly, so what?
Hold up, listen. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Here's what you need.
What?
In porno. And then I promise we'll get right to you.
It's related.
Here's what we need. And I'm talking just to DirecTV because that's the system that most of us have, the satellite system. You have so many specialized channels now.
Right.
Give us a channel that has all happy endings.
Uh-huh.
Give us a channel that has all oral.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a channel that has... You know, for those guys who like that.
Right.
Really, seriously, just, can you imagine...
And a channel for real time, where you get the whole thing, but you get it in speed time.
What if you just went to the Money Shot channel?
That'd be fine.
And for instance...
But that would get boring, too. That would actually... If it was all that all the time, that would get boring,
too. You don't stay there long enough to get bored.
But what if each clip was only, like, the last 3 minutes of the porno...
Yeah.
Leading up to the part that you wanted the most?
Yeah.
And you could sit there and, like, you'd watch the first one.
Right.
And if the chick wasn't that hot...
Right.
You know in 3 minutes, you're going to get a brand-new ending scene...
That's true.
All over again.
I think they have compilations like that you could get, like, on DVDs.
Yeah, but you need, like, an on-demand channel... On-demand money shot channel.
I'm not pleased with the five, six channels. I more often than not, it seems to be repetitive, the same old stuff.
Well, anyway, so you're at home today. And
but it was good enough for me. I found one channel where
you're
there was
getting ready to do it.
Particularly delightful Asian woman. With,
and then I sat and really worked it.
With real ones. And, what appeared to be real ones. And I began... And no sooner had I even thought about beginning that I hear the door open downstairs, mm-hmm. and I hear,
Mike!
And I go into this complete, like, panic mode.
Sure.
And the problem is, you know, because I know what Carla's going to do. She's going to...
Mike!
That stops. Then it stops. Immediately. And
sure.
I start rustling around. And I know what she's going to do. She's going to check on the new puppy, who I left walking around in the kitchen. And then she is going to pop upstairs.
Where's
and
my doggy? Where's daddy?
At this moment, in slow motion, if you had seen me in slow motion, I jump to my feet. I throw the paraphernalia under the bed.
Sure.
That would involve a towel and a bottle of stuff.
Oh.
And I'm sorry I'm giving you the details, and I'm
sad for you that you have to use lotion.
And I jump up.
That's the great thing about me. No lotion required.
Here's where I panic. Here's where I panic, okay? And I've had this, I panic because the remote is not changing the channel.
Oh, sure.
And if she walks in and sees that, I mean, it's going to be pretty selfish. I'm standing there naked.
Does she see the bills?
What?
Does she see the bills?
No, she doesn't care.
So she has no idea how much porno you buy.
She doesn't. Oh, I don't buy a lot of porno. I actually do, you know, I actually... I just enough to get me by, Don.
Right.
Just enough to get me by.
Yeah, me too, Mike.
And I'm trying to change it, and the only thing... I'm trying to change it to Channel 9, just something quick that'll come up quickly.
That's
and
CBS.
It's not working, and I hear her coming up the stairs, and I finally get the channel to change, and just as I change it, I'm walking into the shower. But there's a little problem as I'm walking into the shower because, you know, trusty Rusty is not exactly...
Yes, I do.
And she opens.
I'm officially turned on now.
She opens the door. And as she opens the door, I said, "Hi, how you doing?" And I'm kind of standing there like you would see somebody that's covering up.
Yes.
And she just gives me kind of a weird look. Uh-huh. And I realized by the look on her face, or maybe not, because she told me later that I thought the look on her face indicated to me that she knew exactly what was happening. And when she said that, I said, I confessed. I began to sob uncontrollably. I said, all right, I'm going to tell you exactly what was happening. And then I said, all right, and I showed her, you know, under the bed where I'd thrown everything under the bed, and it was a very, very interesting, interesting moment.
Then her clothes fell to the floor.
Yeah, see, the problem there is...
It had a happy ending.
I think
it did have a happy ending.
Oh, with her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, which nice. Which I think, you know, I mean...
Well, then that's a good story.
Well, it is a good story. It is a good, nice, happy ending. It really, really was.
Literally.
She and I are very... We are very open about that area. I you know, but still...
About
I
what, your
care.
Penis?
No, about that. About that act as far as, you know, being with oneself.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, I even with that openness... Uh-huh. I had, sure. I still
she
felt
lets you,
sneaky.
She lets you do it anywhere you want in the house, right? You can walk into Mike's house and he's just sitting Indian style in his front room by the fire.
Be sure I'm not. It's not like that. It's not what it is. It's
totally
just,
like that. You're in the kitchen.
No, but you know what? Here's the
start
openness.
Working it.
No, it's nothing like that.
What are you doing? Oh, I'm just doing what you said I could do.
No, wrong. Where the openness, let me explain where
I
the openness
I told you not
is.
In front of the DOG.
Oh, yeah. The dogs were removed, too. And they were kind of having to run out of the house because they bolt-locked the door. No, I don't have a lock on the door. And I'm going to rectify that problem.
Yeah.
Rectify. So I... the openness comes and we will talk about it. We will express that and say, you know, hey, you know, I might have done this thing. And we talk about it. And so... And today was the first time, though. It's the first time I can ever remember really being... You know, I've certainly come close to being caught before.
Yeah.
I think everybody has, but this was one where I just could. And at one point, it would have been really bad because I was leaning up against the door and I had my hand on the door. I've got the remote in one hand and I've got the hand on the door because really, if she was going to come through the door, I just didn't want her to see what was on there.
If she could come through the door, I'd say put a ring on her finger today.
That's
an amazing woman.
But even after the happy ending, I am still, and I'm feeling it now, that's why I'm talking about it. I really am. I'm still feeling a little embarrassed about the whole thing. Right. I really, because you know what?
She accepts the fact that you do it in every room of the house constantly.
No, I don't do it in every room of the house. I do it in one room only. Only one room that I've done it in that house. Only
liar,
one
liar, liar,
that is the truth.
Liar.
You're the one that
lotion on fire.
You're the one that sprays, you know, the carpeting and stuff like
hey,
that.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, watch it there, shock jock.
What it was... I want to say this delicately.
Stanley Steamer.
Believe it or not.
What happened
carpet
was...
Carpet cleaner.
I told you we had a happy ending, but in the middle of the happy ending, she started laughing. And that that almost ruined the moment for me.
Almost,
because she was laughing about the circumstances. Because any guy, you look like a complete idiot. You know, that's why you don't see that very often. You look like a complete fool.
What, doing that?
Yeah, that's why you wouldn't see that in a movie. Because I'm sure guys look... We all look the same when we're doing
that. Don't you
that.
See that at the end of every, I mean, pretty much at the money shot?
Well, yeah, but it's with a woman, and it's in the act of, and it's part of either getting ready or at the end. You don't see a guy sitting on his couch, okay?
So
you don't see that in a movie.
You did this in front of her?
Mm-mm.
So how did you get your happy ending? Was it through straight intercourse?
Yes.
And when you said, because you're Catholic...
The thing that you always are fascinated by
method.
Yes, the Catholic. It was the Catholic.
So when you went to the Catholic method, and that's, I'm just wondering now.
Right, yes.
And you said, because you got to say something to the chick at that point, like, you know, oh, hey, it's going to happen.
Yeah, well, maybe. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. You know,
okay.
you don't have to announce it.
You like playing that Russian roulette game? That's
No. I mean, you don't have to announce. Well, what? I mean,
sometimes do you.
You do because you only like one position.
Yes, well, no.
You would have to say something if you were going to do it that way. I don't have to say something.
Oh, I understand.
I really have no need to say anything.
I understand.
There's really no need. I control.
Because you do it like...
I control. Because I do it...
Quest for fire.
No, wrong. It can be done either regular or quest for fire.
All right, so...
happened to be quest for fire today, but that was...
It happened to be.
It
happened to be quest for fire again.
It was... And you know what? It was funny. I think she... she got a real kick out of it. She thought it was pretty funny.
You were done.
Yeah, but in the middle of that is when she was laughing. like right when we started.
Oh,
she was
unfortunate.
And she was laughing like belly laughing, like laughing like she couldn't, because I suddenly, you know, the thrill was gone for a minute because I was really embarrassed. And then afterwards,
was it while the faucet
I'm still embarrassed.
While the faucet was turned on? You understand, when you're running that race,
yeah,
when you come to the, if you pardon the pun,
finish line?
When you come to the finish line,
right?
I've always maintained, I mean, really, somebody could walk in with an atomic bomb.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at that moment...
I wasn't there yet, no.
Okay, so you were...
New. No, this was at the beginning of that. And that's when she started laughing.
Just as the thermometer, as the red mercury started to go up in the thermometer...
And, I mean, I can't duplicate her laugh, but it was something like, you know... You know, really, just like, you know, it was she...
Ouch.
You know, well, because really, I looked like an ass. I mean, I was standing there going, hi! You know, when she first watched it, I said, anything wrong here?
Yeah, but, you know? But at that moment...
Yeah, when she laughed, yes.
You had already...
No,
hold on. Hear me out here. You had gotten past that, and you had her bent over some piece of furniture or something. Correct?
No, not correct. Not bent over anything. No, no.
Or it's on her knees?
No.
on her stomach?
Someone's uncomfortable.
So someone brought this up. Someone brought this up himself.
Yeah, I'm trying to. What is your question?
Well, now you made me forget it.
What's your question? It was wonderful, like it always is. It was great.
And beautiful.
But there was a moment when she was laughing at me that actually hurt.
That
actually takes that takes some of the thrill out of the moment.
Sure does.
It really does.
Ouch.
But,
okay.
But I, you know what? At the end of the day, after this is all said and done, I think it was kind of cool.
Ooh,
I thought it was kind of like, it was kind of accepting, and it actually made us bond a little bit more, I thought, you know.
I would
say,
like, so.
You know,
sure.
It's like,
when a woman laughs, when you achieve.
She didn't laugh when that happened.
But she laughed when you were getting ready to.
Well, yes.
Somewhere on the road, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. It really wasn't for her, if you know what I mean. It was more my thing.
Well, that's a shock.
I mean, aren't we all like that?
We're all like that.
I mean, who really? Who gives it? Well, and Buzz, I'm just going to turn your microphone off because Buzz will go with that whole crap again about,
I'll,
you know, I always make sure the woman is satisfied before I get by bed.
You don't always do that, Buzz. You don't always. Nobody always does that.
That's silly talk.
In this particular case, you know, her needs were far from being met.
Oh, good.
In any way, shape, or form.
Right.
And that's another reason why I wanted to, you know, why I was so appreciative. Appreciative and embarrassed at the same time.
You did satisfy her sense of humor. That need was met.
Well, you know, what I realized also is this will linger.
I think
she will bust chops on this for a very long time to come.
It's all right.
Very long time. But it's normal. It's, it's decent.
Of course. I mean, after a while, she'll get... You know, after a while...
I'll still sneak around. I think doing that... Part of the magic of that is you sneak around.
That's half the fun.
Yeah, after a while, just to say, you two will become so comfortable as your relationship continues to grow,
mm-hmm.
like your genitals, she'll eventually go through the mail, you know, and she'll find the bill.
As we progress down the relationship highway.
And eventually it won't, it'll be like it is for the rest of us, Buzz notwithstanding.
Right.
It'll be one of those things where it's, well, I understand once in a while, but why do you have to buy like $80 worth of it a month?
Do you know, I don't know how you pay your DirecTV. I do an automatic debit thing.
I pay in pennies.
But I was going yesterday, believe it or not, I was paying my bills yesterday, and I actually opened it up. I rarely open it up because I know what it is. It's got that regular, you have the packages that you buy. I don't buy a lot of pay-per-views. All I buy are
pornos.
The pornos. That's really all I buy on pay-per-view. There's one movie. Some golf movie that I rented, but it was, I went through
it. Was a golf porno. It's called, what's the par on this hole?
It was golf porno. Hosted by Nick Faldo. It was a wonderful little ditty, yes.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Nick Faldo.
I'd like to ape a woman. In an auto.
It was wonderful. It was, but I actually did go through the bill just to see how I'm doing, I'm more than I should. Didn't we compare notes one time?
Yeah, and you know, I've had unrelated. We got a break. I could tell you as well. I'm going through my girlfriend has her mother in town. Her mother's having knee surgery and has like relatives around. So I've not seen her for a while either.
Right.
And I visited the satellite.
Well, it just could be better.
But you know what
the
I found?
The satellite could be better. The entertainment they give us on the satellite, would you concur? They could offer us something a little bit. I think it's time to shake it up a little.
But you know what I found? I found when I was looking through a bunch of old DVDs, good old Buzz.
That's right.
Always at Christmas time. And what I do with Buzz's porn that he gives me for Christmas is pretty much just put it in the back of the shelf. And it always works out like this. That is like 8 months later. And I found one today. It was Naughty Nympho Housewives.
Oh, yes.
And
listen to him.
Ah, yes. And I put it in the machine.
Yes.
And keep in mind, for me, when I watch porno on a DVD,
right,
it's a little different than the rest of you guys, because I watch on my Xbox. So talk about getting
that's interactive, right?
Yeah.
Do you wear the headset?
Talk about getting your mood up and down. So I'm like every guy, right? I'm sitting there in the chair, ready. I turn the thing on, and I'm ready for a porno.
Right.
And instead, I get the thing just. Xbox Live. And it says, like, you know, join the Madden tournament, NCAA football 07, ready now. So
don't send a porno down the line to Torrey Holt when you're supposed to play him in Madden 2006.
So I ended up putting that thing in, and boy, Buzz, can you pick him?
I try to think about what your tastes
without
are.
Without being totally gay,
that
you
is
always,
a little gay.
And what I
always
hear,
a little gay when he says he tries to think about
does,
what you say.
Well,
so
no,
we've heard a million times he loves women with large breasts. He loves housewives. He loves older women. So when you go out shopping, you know exactly what to look for.
The best one that Buzz ever got me.
The was Kathleen Turner collection?
I don't know what you've been doing. It's got a little dollar.
Join Pancake Face Kathleen Turner for a sexual romp through the Hamptons.
You got me this one called the masseuse. And it was, I mean, that's a go-to for me, Buzz.
Good for you.
That's because it's got the original and the remake with Jenna Jameson.
Right.
And anyway, I put in the DVD that Buzz got me,
right,
and, you know, got the job done right away. And as I was putting the DVD away, I actually thought to myself, I just saved $15.
Yeah, right. Yep.
I just saved $15 because if I would have bought that stuff, it would have taken me the same amount of time to get the job done.
And you would have spent a fortune and probably gotten less quality for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, thank you, Buzz.
You're very welcome. That's right. That's right. Oh, incidentally, since we're on this subject, I just want to say hats off to the Czech Republic. Really providing us with some quality women. I mean, really, really. There was one today that was called Czech Women, and it was just, wow.
You did.
Wow. You know, they don't speak English, but man, let's go to Prague.
Yeah, Prague, yes.
Don and Mike Show, live from Prague. Yeah, fascinating.
I'm not always a fan of the amateur videos.
Most of the time I'm not.
Right. Sometimes I can stick with them.
Right. Sometimes they're just flat out gross.
Depends.
I tell you the ones that I really don't like.
Always some skinny guy and a fat chick.
What I don't like are the continuing series that have the woman sitting on the bed and the cameraman and the guy who you only hear off camera going like, oh, it looks like you got some really nice cans.
Yeah, I hate that.
What? And they're always like in a hotel room?
Right. Yeah, I always get the impression that the person's been kidnapped.
Why don't you slip out of that real slow? Yeah, oh, those look good.
You know, for my money, keep the male voices out of all the films.
Yeah, amen, Mike.
But really, no need. And the worst of all is when a guy's making lovey sounds. That, to me, is, I mean, you want to talk about a turn-off. And guys don't do that. We might have an occasional grunt.
Yeah.
Buzz is looking down like he does.
I do. Hold on. Here's my sound. Really.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I'm serious.
Ah!
There you go.
Oh, that,
Buzz recites a sonnet.
That was a real one, everybody. And that was the very first time that this microphone right here has ever been farted into.
Oh, congratulations.
Mm.
Oh! God.
Yeah, no, really. If you stop and smell the microphone, it almost has a new car smell.
Yeah.
Smell your microphone.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that our microphones are not going to be shared by anybody.
Until the fact that our own bad breath starts building up in these microphone windscreens.
But it'll be our bad breath.
For right now.
Right.
Man, that is new car smell.
Great new windscreens, too. These are really well done.
Yeah, okay. Oh, we got a break. Big show today. Big Dunk Tank show.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Come on down. Our new studios are right on the corner of Rockville Pike and Montrose Road, mm-hmm, right across from the big shopping center with the Sports Authority, Barnes & Noble, park there. In about an hour, we'll be outside in the Dunk Tank full of grape Kool-Aid, 450 gallons.
Wow. Checking our pitching arms.
Of grape Kool-Aid, and your chance to come by and throw one of these regulation softballs and knock Bobby the Mailman right into the dung tank.
Fantastic.
Okay, all of this and much more will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Please. Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
Yes.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
All that they desire is friendship and a discreet BF. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah. Up in here.
Why are you playing this?
Because Robert's taking a dump in our brand new bathroom.
Is he really?
Didn't you hear that through the wall? He just announced that. He said he's going to have going to go in there and take a nice deuce.
All right, make sure. How about a courtesy flush? Or several.
You
can actually yell at him through the wall.
Yeah, but...
No, I don't want to do that either.
I don't either, because you know what that'll start. That'll just start him coming in here, and we're going to have our hands full with him.
We have a we have a very nice group of people that are gathered outside for the show that's coming up about an hour from now.
And he's still coming to my house this weekend, right?
I wanted to discuss that today.
Oh.
You're still coming, right?
Only if he comes.
Does he not want to come over?
Oh, I think he would very much like to go. But it's really up to you, isn't it?
See, because the thing is, remember...
Will you pay for his cab?
I was supposed to play Torrey Holt from the St. Louis Rams online in Xbox Live this Saturday night.
We thought.
As it turns out, I did it last weekend. Torrey Holt's supposed to be calling the show tomorrow. And I told Robert he could come over and hang out and be like a buffer. And you could be there with a tape recorder.
You were going to get some practice in before you played Torrey Holt.
But now there's really no need to have Robert come over.
No need.
Unless he just comes over to play a game of Xbox, have a cigar, have a drink, and Rob can tape it.
24 minutes.
It'll take longer than 24 minutes.
Well, what will be the total time that you'd want to, you know, have this social event?
That's a good question.
How long would I like to, ideally?
Yeah, I mean, you can set a time limit.
It's like
having a party where you say, you know, join us for cocktails between 7 and 9. You know?
Rob, I'm not playing the prices right. I'm doing
lower.
I did 90 minutes, and Rob's like, lower. Yeah. 90 minutes, an hour, 90 minutes.
Can't you select the length of the quarters in the game?
yes, you can.
Well, then it's really in your hands, isn't it?
We'll discuss it with Robert outside.
Fantastic.
But I think I am on the hook to have him over this weekend. I think you're on the hook as well to come over and tape the whole thing.
My wife's out of town. There's a shock.
Yeah, what a surprise. Oh, and listen, I've got some resolution in a conflict that I had with Mr. Head.
Oh, you mean the guy that came over with his family to the pool?
With my neighbor, Mr. Head.
Really?
This would probably be news to him if he is listening to the show today.
Oh.
I was down in the basement where, I told you yesterday, they're putting in new air conditioning and all this other crap that's got to be done.
Right.
And I was cleaning up some stuff, and lo and behold, I found one of the little booger eaters' watch, the watch that they thought they left behind.
Oh, good.
And it's a relatively expensive watch, in my humble opinion, for a kid. It's like
you mentioned the brand name,
like a $300 watch or something like that.
Pricey for a little crumb cruncher to be wearing.
Well, he's a special little boy, Mike.
That's wonderful.
With his wonderful wool knit cap. On a 100 degree day. I got to see him today because what I did was I found the watch and I called the house. And I thought, well, you know, because when I originally, they called and said, if you find the watch, let us know. And I said, yeah, I tell you what. Just give me your address, because these people live a couple miles from here, and I don't have Frida's old address book. So I said, give me your address, and I'll mail it to you. And the husband, said, I don't feel comfortable giving you my address.
You know where he lives, right?
Yeah, yeah. And even though I know where he lives, and he obviously knows where I live, because he's come to my house. So I pick up the phone, I call the wife today. I go, hello, it's me. And at first she was just as, just freezing cold. Do you like to freeze, Batman?
Can you be cold?
Like, hello? Wire. Hello? Hi, this is Don, Mike, whichever name you want to call me by.
Uh-huh.
Yes, hi, what can I do for you? I said, well, as it turns out, Junior did leave his watch over here. I was downstairs, and I found Junior's watch, and then it was like a switch went off, and she melted like butter. And
sure.
She said, oh, my God, we've been looking everywhere for it. She said, and you didn't break it or throw it away? I said no. And
God,
then now listen to this. Hold on.
How about that?
She caves. She says, oh, God, He's been yelling about that watch, meaning now the husband.
Right, of course.
He's been yelling about the watch. He was positive that you had found it and that you just would not bring it back. And,
right.
And oh, listen, I want to tell you, he was just such a jerk. You know, really, we wanted to come use the pool, and we called some other people, and I'm really sorry that we invited ourselves over. And I said, hey, listen, apology accepted. And she said, I tell you what, how about... Would you mind if I ran over and picked up the watch? And I said, I'm just about to leave. How about I come by your place? She said, fine. I said, would you be so kind as to give me the address? Now, I know where it is.
Okay.
But I just want to get back to Mr. Head that I got the address. So she told me in 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
So you went over and dropped the watch off.
So on the way to work today, I went over there. I drive the watch off, and, oh, he's going to hate this. She has Beavis or Butthead, I don't know which one it is, of her sons, that left the watch at my house. He's standing at the door when she calls him down and says, you know, hey, Ass Munch, come here. Mr. Soros found your watch. And he comes downstairs, and she says, here it is. And he looks me in the eye, and he says, thank you. Sir. Oh, a sweet, sweet, sweet moment.
Well, that's good. And I'm glad.
Sweet moment.
I'm glad that it resolved itself. Obviously, it didn't resolve itself with him. Well, you don't know, but I mean,
well, no,
if he thought that you were getting rid of the watch, then this is a nice thing.
Here's how I do know. The last thing, this is why I'm just an ass. This sweet woman, I went through this whole thing with her, and she could not have been nicer. She said, and this was like at 1 o'clock today, I said, oops, I got to fly, get into work, we got a big show today. She said, oh, we listen all the time, love them. I said, that's really great. She said, could you just do me a favor, could you not mention this? And I said, I like talking about things that happened in my life. And I said, and this is kind of a happy resolution. I said, this will be a good ending.
Yeah.
And she said, I would really rather that you didn't.
Oh, dear.
And I just stood there for a second, and I said, well, it's a free country, it's free will. I probably will say something about it. And then she said, this is where I know where it's coming from. She said, would you just not mention that I apologize to you? and you know, I know why. You know, right. Big Bad John, or whatever his name is.
You never got along with that guy anyway, right?
No, never did.
And that's where this tension comes from.
Correct.
Obviously.
Yeah, I mean
it's that and the kids kind of rub you the wrong way. But it really, as far as the lady, right, the lady was a good friend of your wife.
Yes, she was.
But so you were along for the ride with this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about this guy in passing before to you guys off the air. That we would go to a neighborhood party, and I would always say to Frida, who's going to be there? And she'd say, you know, oh, John and Jill and Bob and Barry and you know, and Mary and Dick.
Uh-huh.
You know, oh, God, I hate that guy. I hate that guy. So, and one thing I do know, he's a rabid listener of the show.
Wow. Okay.
Every single day. He's like our classic case of the guy that says, I hate the show.
Right.
I can't stand the show. But he listens every day.
He listens all the time.
So if you're listening now, friend, it was real nice getting that apology from your wife today. And she should tell you that I apologize as well for losing my cool.
Okay.
And
all right.
I just want to say it was
and you brought the watch back that the guy thought you stole or destroyed.
It was real nice to see that your kid learned some discipline from me in just one afternoon.
Now you apologize and now it's going to go again.
And also,
maybe he'll call you again tonight.
Also, your wife had a charming frock on today. Just, you know, I mean, really, you should build that woman a pool.
Handsome woman?
You should build that woman a pool of her own because apparently she was out doing some type of sunbathing. All I know is that it was one of those mesh things that covered up a bathing suit.
Really?
Oh, I see.
A two-piece bathing suit.
Lovely.
I might add.
Fantastic.
And I love what you've done with the foyer in your home. I only mention this so you know that I was actually in your house today. Just like you were in my house this weekend.
And then, why do I think it's still not over? Why do I think that they're really... That word, you know, the word resolution was thrown out there too quickly, I think.
And the other thing that I have to mention, there's nothing wrong with fake flowers.
That's true.
Can I just say that?
They're properly chosen.
There is nothing wrong with fake flowers.
That's, you're just making sure he knows you were there.
Yeah. See, and that's not a dig at... Boy, I'm going to get her in trouble. That's not a dig at her.
Yeah, don't get her in trouble.
That's not a dig at her.
After you mention the mesh now, I don't want her to get in trouble.
That's a dig at him.
He was very nice. It's a nice compliment for her.
Yeah, it was total turnaround tonight because I'm just standing there in the foyer making small talk with her, and she said, can I offer you something before you go to work? Do you want a bottle of water or a piece of fruit? And she leaned over and she said, oh, of course you couldn't have one of these pieces of fruit. These are decorative. Uh-huh. And I said... Really? I've always wondered about people like who have like plastic fruit and stuff sitting out. And she said that her husband wants the house to look like a showroom house. So they have fake plastic food all over their house. And they also have...
I'm glad you don't want to get her in trouble.
They also have fake plastic flowers. She said she loves them. She said they look great.
Yeah,
she said that it's her husband's idea to keep their house looking showroom new. And Mike, it looks like a model home.
Is there a plastic turkey in the dining room?
Are the TV sets fake?
Oh, the cardboard ones? Like at IKEA.
It's so real.
Exactly.
No, actually, to be honest, there is a member of my family that does this.
Okay.
My sister-in-law, Judy, does this.
I've been in houses. I admire women that keep houses like that, where you walk in and the house really does look like it's brand new.
Some people
can actually do that.
One time, Frieda and I...
Yours looks like that, doesn't it?
A little.
Yeah,
hopefully.
We went to a craft fair in Ocean City. It was one of those things that she drugged me to.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, why do I got to go to this thing? And she said, because we're going to buy some stuff for Judy. And I think I talked about this on the air when I walked in, and I was amazed that there was like pancakes with syrup and beer steins full of beer and real big, real looking turkeys and fake cheese.
It's expensive, isn't it?
With crackers around it.
It's very expensive to get that stuff. I mean, fake food is expensive.
And I remember asking Judy, what's the deal with the fake food? And she said that she liked the way it made her house always look so nice. And it just seems to me that apparently, like everything in life, there's a top end and there's a bottom end to products that you can buy.
Right, the fake products.
And, no offense
to
my sister-in-law's fake stuff looks real.
Well, because it's the good stuff, the real expensive stuff, it looks like you could like actually put a knife in the turkey.
And
it's not really that good.
And this guy's fake fruit that's sitting in a big bowl right by his door.
Here it comes.
By where I guess he puts his keys every night when he comes home.
Right.
Probably not.
It looks to it look really there was an orange that looked like one of those softballs that we have. I mean, it is so obviously bogus, and I even picked it up and I noticed that, like, for the weight of my sister-in-law's fake food is real.
Yeah.
Like, you're picking up a real piece of cheese or a real bottle of wine.
Right.
The stuff that he had bought is very, very lightweight.
Right. Lightweight.
Anyway.
Boy, you're really getting him.
Nice.
Accusing him of having lightweight fake fruit.
Still, it's colorful.
That's my words. I'm surprised he won't be on your doorstep tonight. Hey, that's where I draw the line, pal.
See, the thing is, in reality, I'd love to just do an entire rant about the whole fake food phenomenon.
Right.
But really, I love my sister-in-law, Judy, like my own sister. She's, especially since Frieda's passed away, she's been so close to me, so wonderful to me, helping me through everything, that I would never want to say anything to hurt her feelings.
Right.
Her plastic food, which I have discussed on the show before, is really of the highest quality.
Well, there you go.
She has, as opposed to these other people... My sister-in-law, Judy's got the best fake plastic food.
I always put plastic food in the same category as seat covers. If you go into a house that has seat covers on it. I mean, it's in that same thing. You don't want it to be lived in, it's the kind of look where you don't want to sit on anything. Especially the turkey, hey?
There's plenty of time with me and the Adams family today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Listen, I'm back in town. I was gone for a while, and I just want you to know that it's good to hear you again.
Thank God you're back in town.
Where were you?
I was in Afghanistan.
Oh, well, then I'm not going to be funny with you.
How's the Ritz over there? Where'd you stay? The Four Seasons? Ritz? Where'd you stay?
Stayed at the Hilton.
Taliban Hilton. Smoking room?
Absolutely.
Well, what were you on the ground over there as far as an infantryman? Were you a pilot? What were you doing over there?
I'm 0311. I'm infantry.
Infantry? Well, welcome back home.
Yeah, amen. Okay.
Listen, I saw the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen today. When I came into BWI, I saw the state troopers are using Segways in the airport.
Segway scooters,
For everybody around the country, BWI is the airport in Baltimore.
Yeah, BWI, Thurgood Marshall Airport, between Baltimore and Washington. It's about a...
Who are you going to... It's like, who are you going to, excuse me, Mike, I'm
sorry.
Go
ahead.
Who are you going to catch in a Segway? I mean, really, besides like maybe Tom, someone who can't run, who are the cops going to catch in a Segway, which goes, I believe, 1 mile an hour?
Maybe another villain on a Segway.
Be prepared.
You know what that's like? That's like the episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza faked being handicapped
right.
and actually got into the rascal race
right.
with the old people that wanted to beat his ass.
You know, I was hearing something on a news show the other day that said that eventually we are going to evolve as human beings where we will not need our legs.
We'll have wheels.
We really will no longer need, because everything we're doing, we don't need to like hunt and gather anymore, that everything we do, you know, we have our cars.
That's been Rob's whole philosophy the whole time I've known him.
No legs necessary.
No legs needed.
I gather beer, but you see, this is just another sign I'm further evolved than anybody.
You don't use your legs.
I don't, unless I have to.
Right.
Okay.
Getting it. Well, welcome
back.
Listen
to this.
Yes.
This moron was on that moving sidewalk.
Right.
Oh, okay. On a Segway?
With the Segway?
Stopped. He was stopped on the moving sidewalk, standing on a Segway.
Saving his battery.
Was this a cop doing this, did you say?
Yeah, it's a state trooper.
That's too funny. That would make me laugh, too. What makes you feel glad you're back in the United States, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're damn right it does.
You know, the best thing to make feel bad, probably about this show, is what makes you feel the most like you're back at home, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, my wife actually sent me tapes while I was there.
Oh, fantastic.
I was just being self-serving. Thank you very much.
That's a copyright infringement. We're going to need your address.
Rob.
Oh, shut up, Rob.
The serviceman's friend.
See you later.
Coming after you on a satellite. Thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, good afternoon. I was just going to ask Don and Mike if this...
Well, first off, Dumas, it's us.
Do what? What?
We're here.
First off, Dumas, it is us.
You're talking.
I am Don. There is my best buddy, Mike.
Hi, you're speaking to us now.
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello. Yes, Dumas.
Hey, the lady you were talking to, does she resemble the redhead on Desperate Housewives?
That's a good question. Guys are really good. Guys, you know what?
Pictures in their head.
When you were talking about that, we were all doing that.
Right.
You painted a nice little picture there when you mentioned the mesh.
Marcia Cross.
Celebrity she most resembles is that chick from Sideways.
Oh, Margaret,
Sandra Oh.
That's who it is, yeah.
Really? Well, that's my
that kind
generic.
Of ties into what I was.
That's kind of my generic now for any woman of Asian extraction that I find to be, attractive.
Fetching.
Yes, right.
Yes, attractive.
Yes.
You know, handsome. Between that and the porno I watched today, you got me going again.
I like the, no offense, no matter what the ethnicity. Yes, thank you. The country of origin someone comes from. Mm-hmm. You have got good ones and bad ones.
Yeah.
She's a good one. As far as Asians,
nice.
She's sweet. Now, on the other hand, the lady at the cleaners,
mm-hmm.
Not a chance. Yes,
every race, every color,
I had the time today. I was standing in line at the cleaners, waiting for some cowed. And I'm not kidding. This woman that was in front of me in the cleaners really was having a bitch session with the Korean woman, like all Korean, like everybody in the cleaners, they're all Koreans. She was having a bitch session with her about a chocolate stain on a blouse.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, I am not kidding, is a P-I-G pig.
Right, wasn't chocolate.
And she's standing there, and she's saying, well, I told you to get the chocolate out of this, and this is simply not, this will not do. I will, and then she turns and she talks to her mother, who's operating the sewing machine with her foot, you know, starts doing the, and then she came back and she said, oh, you know, my husband had a problem with the machine over the weekend, and for the first time, while this dialogue was happening in front of me, like a light bulb went off. And for the first time, I was looking at the woman that runs the cleaners,
yes.
Not as the nice Korean woman that runs the cleaners,
yes.
But as
a sex object,
a woman.
Yeah.
Now I'm coming off
just because she mentioned the husband.
A bit of a dry spot.
Yeah, I'm coming off just seeing, you know, Miss Asian Hottie 2005,
mm-hmm. Right?
You know, delivering the watch back to her.
Yeah.
Okay. So I really gave her a good once over,
mm-hmm.
And because I had never thought of her this way, I never even thought she had a husband.
The lady of the cleaners.
The
but as soon
cleaners.
As she mentioned the fact, you realize that there she is interacting with a man like men and women do, and no matter what, you stopped objectifying her as just the dry cleaning lady, and you began to objectify her as a woman.
And I discovered that I wouldn't, not if there was a billion yen outside. I really have never looked this sweet woman over.
Right.
Toe to tip of her head.
But today you did.
But I'm talking about like gnarly Korean flip flops.
Right.
White gym socks.
Yeah. Cankles.
No, she's actually quite thin.
She's trim.
See, I was picturing Margaret Cho.
No.
Always. See, I thought,
oh, no.
The way he was describing, I thought fat, too.
Yeah. No, so, think like somebody from Platoon.
Charlie Sheen.
No, I mean, you know, like one of the chicks from, or from like Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Right.
Well, see, that's a little hottie, though, the one from Full Metal Jacket.
Okay, but not necessarily the me so horny.
Right.
Think of her maybe at age 50.
Oh, as a villager.
Think
Say
of her
no
at
more.
Age. Yeah, I think Buzz.
Thank you.
Excellent. As a villager.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
As a villager.
That's but you were still word. Thinking about it.
Oh yeah.
For just a moment, and then you processed.
And I realized
it.
I think all guys do this at some point.
Right.
You look at a woman, and some part of well, Rob being the exclusion, of course.
Thank you.
But most men would look at a woman, and it, with some part of their brain, they're imagining.
Right.
What would it be like? I mean, even if it happens for a nanosecond.
Exactly. Do you ever look at a really elderly woman and think about what she may have been like in the day? You ever do that?
Yes.
And I think an elderly woman has to have been an absolute gorgeous woman to do that. Mm-hmm. When you see a really older woman and you look and you go, boy, in her day.
I'll tell you a woman I think like that about.
Who?
My mother-in-law.
Very good. In her day.
Fair enough.
Oh, my.
Dear.
Oh, my, my. This is getting a little weird. And yet... fascinating.
Don't forget, she told me that I'm a strong lead.
Yeah, when you put your hand in the small of her butt.
Dancing.
We dance.
Oh, my God.
You know, my mother-in-law is an attractive-looking woman for pushing mid-80s.
Right.
She's hot.
Indeed.
I mean, you know, she's not like Letterman's mom. I watched the episode with Regis the other night, and I saw...
Dorothy Letterman.
I saw Letterman's mom, and his interaction with his mom is really the part of that show that humanizes him. You know, for all the dickwads out there that like writing on message boards about you and I talking about our lives,
right?
I mean, really, take it from me. The best part of Letterman is when he talks about his real life.
Yep.
And when he gets his mom on there...
It's hysterical.
And she... she's lucky... that she's as good looking as he is. Not that she's good looking.
Right.
Understand? She's an old gal. She's 85. He had her on because it's her 85th birthday.
As good looking as he is.
No. She's lucky that she's as good looking as she is because.
Not worth.
Because the looks that he has have to have come from his dad primarily. Because, now, as I said, Dave Letterman's mom.
You don't hear him mention his dad very often, do you?
No.
No. Must have passed away a long time.
He did, when he was a young teen.
Yeah. I forget the Letterman expert over here. She what, Rob?
She remarried.
She remarried. Okay.
Does Letterman like the new dad?
You know, he hardly ever mentions him, I think.
So his father, his biological father passed away?
Yes.
And the Flores?
Yes.
And then she remarried?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, he had her on, and I was looking at his mom and thinking... You know, again, you know, that's a great look inside Letterman, really, because you see the real him interacting with his mom. That's a nice bit.
Right.
She's a nice lady to stand up there and read his stupid jokes for 25 minutes.
She's getting a little more doddering as time goes on. She's getting a little more feeble.
But I got to tell you something.
So's Dave.
Even when I'm watching Letterman's mom, I wonder.
Sure.
What must she look like?
It crosses your mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's just sick.
For moment, Mike.
That's just
but
sick.
More than once that's happened?
Just for a moment.
I understand once, but more than once?
Oh, no, it just happened today.
Oh, okay.
Or last night, whenever I watched the show.
I haven't
From
had
Tuesday.
A sexual thought watching Dot Letterman, Dorothy.
In months.
And it's not...
In months.
And it's not that I had a sexual thought. It was just... I was looking at it, because he kept saying, doesn't she look great for 85? And I thought,
think it was the Norway Olympics the last time I had
but
that.
Really,
thought.
Probably the best woman that I really seriously know who's over 80, I don't mean anything in sexual, would be Big Frida.
Okay.
I think she's put together. Are you kidding me? She's like my Frida at age 80.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm curious.
I'm curious. I'm curious.
I want to know...
Why?
Why? Well,
I'm curious. I want to know why.
Why?
I don't know.
Good. Because Spoon is Spoon.
And, wow. I'm out.
Yeah.
I've reached the brick wall now. I don't wish to say anything about this anymore. It is, yeah. Buzz is drumming on his
What's wrong with talking about...
something about saying it post-80 and then poon is poon.
Well, more specifically, your mother-in-law, and then following that with that comment.
She's fine with that. I mean, she'd take that as a compliment.
Well, I think she should.
She really would take it as a compliment, and it is a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
She is a beautiful woman over the age of 80. She's much better looking than Letterman's mom.
Oh, I agree with that.
Christ, here's the I do my mother-in-law, then I would do here's a good who would you do? The woman from, and you don't know her, the woman from The Cleaners, the 50-year-old Korean woman,
okay.
Or Letterman's mom.
Well, I do the woman from The Cleaners.
See, you'd have to see her though.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. You're giving statistics that I'm basing this on.
Think Villager.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, Villager, really would. Fine.
Here's what I want.
How are her teeth?
Oh.
P-R-O-B-L-E-M.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like some of the... Because when I think villagers in some of those old, Vietnam War movies...
Right.
You know, they have... They eat the bark or whatever where they...
You know what you want to think about? You'd know this. Who was the Japanese dude on McHale's Navy?
Fuji.
Fuji, yeah.
She looks kind of like an older version of Fuji.
I'm there.
Okay.
I would do her. Step aside, Dorothy Letterman.
And the good thing about doing her is it wouldn't matter if you left any stains. She could take care of them.
God. That's right. Oh, Rob. There you are being practical again.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. Anyway, I love meeting all these people and talking about all of them on the show.
Yes. We've gotten weirder since we've moved to Rock. In a good way.
Yeah. Get out that stain.
I know what we can call this place. We're going to call this place the halfway house.
And God knows what she's saying to her mother when that cow is standing there waiting, complaining about the chocolate syrup.
Oh, right. Yeah, but it's rich.
Because they speak that weird, who knows what language it is, but you know
it's... Well, it's not our language, and they can say whatever they want about you.
Translated, it's got to be something like, oh, this cow eats so much chocolate all the time. She's such a fat big pig. Why do we get the stains out?
I was at the Subway today getting my sandwich, and I think the lady that was working there, her husband or boyfriend came by, and they were having a very animated discussion in Spanish. I don't speak that much Spanish. I can't even really understand it at all. Right. And I just had that sixth sense that she was right in front of me, and she was talking about me. Or talking about customers in general. Because he was looking at her, then kind of glancing to all of us behind the, in front of the counter. It was a very strange, very strange moment.
Gringo paranoia.
I mean, how many languages can we learn, you know?
No, probably just one.
Well, we got a break here.
I think they would learn one.
I think we were going to read the Craig Wilson here. Well, that would have to go back under the glass for another day.
Okay.
When we come back. Oh, I know what it is. We're going to be going back to the future.
Oh.
In a moment. But first, before we go to break, why don't you listen to this? Be nice.
We're trying.
This Wednesday, come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program as the entire Don and Mike Show crew hits the road and heads back to Virginia for another ratings blowout party. Forget number 15. Come bask in the warm glow of number...
It'll be money.
8 p.m. at O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas. That's the place to be. And we want to see your face in the place. Touch a hand, have a word, and let us thank you for your support. Hear Don cuss. See Mike drink.
All right.
Watch Buzz, the dude. See Rob hate. And watch Joe, just watch Joe. The Don and Mike ratings blowout. Wednesday at 8 p.m. Check out O'Mara'sRestaurant.com for directions. We'll see you there.
Incredible!
Thank you, Dude Walker. Yeah, the ratings come out very, very soon. Mm-hmm. So either we will be back on top of the world or eating the world's biggest S sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
That is the drama in which we live in.
What will it be?
Oh, we don't know. They'll come out today. But we're having the party anyway next Wednesday night.
Very good.
Mike's Joint in Manassas.
Nice. Look around cafe.
O'Mara's.
It'll be a blast.
It's a great show bar, and we will be there Wednesday night starting at 8 o'clock.
Yes, we're installing the brass pole just for you.
Information at our website as well, DonandMikeWebsite.com. We'll go back to the future in just one moment.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
For you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike. A lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that?
Right.
Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Nice tool.
Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
We are.
I believe in beating a child.
Bill O'Reilly.
Oscar loves the Don and Mike Show.
He does. Hey, listen, big show today. Come on down. Yeah, it's 15, 20 minutes, half hour. We'll be outside. Big dunk tank out there. Bob Mailman, Robert De Niro is here to pay off his bet.
He is in the building. He is preparing himself. We have a dunk tank filled with grape Kool-Aid outside.
Come down and throw the softball and dunk Bobby Mailman. I want to thank our friends at Howard Entertainment for supplying the world-class carnival-like dunk tank.
All right.
Howard Entertainment, serving the country one event at a time. Go to their website, howardentertainment.com. Also, 450 gallons of water supplied by Ranahan's Water for Swimming Pools will fill you up. 410-489-7120 in Baltimore. Thank you, Jay.
Thank Curly, Mo, Ron, and Hillary.
We want to thank everybody who's already here. Keep in mind, if you are showing up for this event today, please park across the street.
It's another chance for us to get outside and meet some of the Rockville, Maryland faithful. We're really seeing some new faces, and I think it's fun.
Our new studios are at the corner of Rockville Pike and Montrose Road, right by Old Georgetown Road.
Right.
Park at the shopping center across the street with the Sports Authority and Barnes & Noble, and just cross at the lights.
Come on over.
So come on over. We'll be out there shortly. Also, if you're down here today for this, you may want to sign up for an event we have tomorrow that we're doing outside as well, the Fire Extinguisher Roulette Game.
Yeah, this is Carnival Week here on the Don and Mike Show. We're going to have a lot of things going on outside. We're all set with the fire extinguishers.
Right.
You got them. You were saying you paid for how many fire extinguishers?
Five fire extinguishers.
Oh, fantastic. And we still will not get the answer as to how many are loaded chambers, right?
Mike, here's the great thing about the fire extinguisher roulette game.
Right.
Is that all of the fire extinguishers may be loaded.
Oh. Wouldn't that be
perfect? Maybe four will be loaded.
You never know.
Maybe only one will be loaded.
Right.
And the deal is this. You come down tomorrow. You're a fella. This is for guys only, according to the lawyers.
Oh, okay.
You bend over like you're going to hike a football.
Right.
And you're wearing jeans, dungarees, as Buzz calls them.
That's
long
right.
Pants.
Long pants, khakis, whatever, slacks.
Sure. Uh-huh. Right.
And we stand about, it's homoerotic, I'll give you this, but sure. I got this from an NFL training camp.
Uh-huh. Which are, you know, loaded with homoerotic
That's
activities.
Right. We'll stand about 5 yards behind you.
That's
and,
far.
Well... Let me see. No, that would, gosh, that'd be way too many feet.
Yeah, it's too far.
Three or four.
I think really, what did the lawyer say? How close? Robbie, stand up to the mic. What did they say?
They were very, as always, not very specific. They don't want it right next to the pants. I think a 2 foot radius would be.
I think, all right, now that I'm thinking about it,
uh-huh.
A foot, right?
About a foot, yeah.
About 12 inches.
That seems
a foot.
Well, like what can happen if you're wearing long pants?
Right.
Know?
Well, it's really actually good for you if you're on fire, so.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the secret. We didn't mention we'll be setting them on fire, yeah, right?
You bend over like you're going to hike a football, and each of us will have a fire extinguisher and a guy in front of us.
And then they're going to stand like this. They're going to stand like those guys that are on fire in the movies where they're always like, arms in the air.
As you get,
set them afire.
You get it shot right in your keister there. Yeah. And if you're lucky enough that you don't get, that you get one that's not loaded,
uh-huh.
Well, you're a big winner.
Yes, right. And that will be the winner. Everybody that gets hit with the fire goo is going to be a loser, a big, fat loser.
And you should know there is a chance, albeit a small one,
mm-hmm.
that all five fire extinguishers
wow.
will be loaded. If that is the case...
That means everybody will lose.
If that is the case, everybody will get a prize.
Wow. Everybody wins. Dream scenario.
Everybody will not get a prize as great as the prize for the guys who get... Well, anyway, it'll be at least
There will be at least one empty canister now that I think about it.
Yeah, that's good.
At least one empty.
Okay, very good.
We'll
be fun.
Keep thinking that until we play the game.
Right.
Also, Mike tells me that Homo Joe is outside.
Had a lovely conversation with Homo Joe during the break. As a matter of fact, it's a little different here. When we have the breaks now, everybody's outside and people are gathering for the dunk tank.
Right.
And, you know, it's nice to see Homo Joe. Apparently, we are in his neighborhood, so he's very close by, so we'll probably see a lot more of Joe.
And his new boyfriend is beating him up.
He was telling me, albeit briefly, that he has had a very tumultuous situation.
He's a fag.
With his latest boyfriend. As a matter of fact, it has gone so far south, so to speak, that he has a restraining order against this guy.
Joe Lye's going south.
It sounds like Joe has been a victim of abuse. Homo Joe has been in an abusive relationship. And I said, well, is it okay if I tell Don about this? Can we talk about this? He said, if that's the prop at all, by
him. Oh, we're sorry.
He's right outside, so maybe we can ask him about it.
We'll bring him in a second before we actually get outside with everybody at the dunk tank. So come on by. Come on by and take a... And most importantly, if you've heard Robert the Mailman on the show over the last 5 or 6 years, and you're one of the many people that loves sending us email that says how much you hate him on the show, well, first off, screw off, because he's our friend, and he'll be on the show.
And he's funny.
As long as we think he's good on the show, and he's always good on the show.
He is always good on the show.
But if you're one of those people that is not a big Robert the Mailman fan, well, come by today.
Get it out of your system.
Get out your pitching arm, and let's see if you've got what it takes to really knock him in the dunk. And this is a real, legitimate, carny dunk tank.
Yeah. Do we get to go first?
Yeah. And there's nothing. If you wouldn't mind, take the pressure off me and go first, because I told you.
I'd love to.
I'm such a fag bad athlete. I'm going to be hard-pressed to hit the target, I bet.
I'm looking forward to just trying this, because he is going to be trash-talking the whole time.
He will be.
Cheating.
And cheating, though.
And I understand that you really have to really get some muscle behind the ball.
I checked out the mechanism when I was outside, and it's you got to nail it. It's about a dinner plate size target that you have, but from the distance we're standing at, you got to give it a pretty good hurl to get it. I'm really excited about this.
You got
to
hurl into this.
Spew into this.
Rob, go ahead, dial that phone.
Okay.
Dial that up. We're going to go back to the future.
Wow.
We really have no reason for calling this guy.
Oh, he invented a bed.
We don't want to talk to him about his stupid floating bed.
A floating bed?
Really? This is another one of Rob's great pulls for the show.
Do you have to have a pool? Do you have to have a pool to be in the bed?
But, Mike, really, that's not the reason that we're going to be calling.
Why are we calling him?
We're calling him because he's in the Netherlands.
Okay.
Which means...
It's almost 11 o'clock there.
Time machine.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is it tomorrow yet?
No, it's almost 11.
No, then this won't work.
It's not a time machine bit if it's 11 o'clock.
Why'd you book him now? No.
We had the dunk tank.
Time machine bits are Australia.
It's got to be tomorrow. You told me this is a tomorrow call.
Time machine bits are Japan. It's the next day.
Rob. Hello. Yanyap?
This isn't Back to the Future.
They just cheated us. That's what he told me.
Did you tell him that?
I never did.
Yes, you did, you liar. Hello. Hey, Yanyap?
Hello?
Yanyap.
Yes.
Yanyap.
Is that the correct pronunciation of your name, sir?
That's quite good, yeah.
Yanyap. Yanyap. Hi, it's Don and Mike. Our Bad Monkey producer, Rob, called you to set up your interview on our show. You're in the Netherlands, right?
Yeah, that's true.
What time is it there now?
It's about 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
And what day of the week is it?
Thursday.
Right. Can you hold, please?
Same as here.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thursday here, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a six-hour time. It's Europe, for God's sake.
You know what? Bad monkey. Oh. Bad monkey, Rob. This is not a call into the future. No. I don't want to speak to this guy about the bed. The whole thing was time machine. No. Time machine works. Hold on. Let's look back at the history of time machine.
Okay.
Time machine works when we call somewhere and we can say to them, for instance, what happened tonight on CSI?
He would know.
No.
No, because it's only a six-hour difference. It's like the difference between calling Hawaii. Right? That's like a six-hour time difference.
You know, I have to... No, you're going to get mad.
What?
Because I was reading about the floating bed. The floating bed does sound cool. It allows you to levitate. But, I mean, it's not a time machine bit.
No, but that's what I want.
It would require us to talk to him seriously, and he's just selling the product.
Yeah, who wants to do that?
Floating bed has a price tag of about $1,500.
Yeah, come on, time machine. You and I discussed this. It was time machine.
It's future, I said, because it's Netherlands. I never said
but it's a raw. It's a bad future for you, Rob. This is going on your permanent record.
Oh, not my permanent record.
Yes, on your permanent record, for God's sake.
I do like the floating stuff, though.
Boy, that sucks ass.
Yan Yap Rujasinar.
Sorry about that, everybody.
So we won't be talking to this guy.
Well, I'm pretty sure that... hello? Yeah, no, he's gone.
Bye, Yan Yap.
He's gone. Yeah,
I think for future reference, any time machine bit has to be somebody that we're calling tomorrow.
Like Orient.
Well, no, we have called people who are not Oriental before.
Australian. That's it.
Right.
Otherwise, you're limited.
New Zealand?
New Zealand, same thing.
Right.
Yes.
New Zealand, right.
Same as Australia.
How about Tokyo?
Let me
Tokyo?
Call the guy back.
Take Tokyo is calling. Tokyo would be tomorrow.
Right.
Would be tomorrow in Tokyo.
Right.
Let me call the guy back.
You tell him if he moves to Tokyo.
He's on the show.
Sydney or New Zealand.
Melbourne.
You know, he can actually... hawk his bet because we'll be calling the future. Then that would be tied in because it would be a futuristic bet.
See what we're doing right now. We're calling a man who simply isn't the same time.
Yeah, he's watching his local news.
Hey, Yum Yum.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Don and Mike again.
Hello.
Sorry that we got disconnected there.
Yeah, it was a good start.
Yeah, we thought we were going to be calling another country.
See, the problem is, congratulations on your flying bed.
Floating bed.
Congratulations on that. But we thought that you lived in a time zone where it would be Friday already.
And it's not.
Yeah.
And then we make a lot of jokes about what's it like living in the future. You
see,
know?
That's one of our favorite things to do. But our producer, whose middle name is not Details, thinks that us calling somewhere 6 hours ahead constitutes calling the future. And
yeah.
You can tell why that doesn't work for us. It doesn't fly. No offense. I hope you sell a lot of these
floating beds.
You know, freewheeling beds.
Have you sold a lot of them, Yan Yap?
You can help me sell some in the future.
Well, have you sold a lot of them so far?
Not in the future.
Not yet.
Not unless you move to somewhere where it will be the future when we call you.
Move to the future. Yeah, if you move to Australia, we can have this future discussion.
I'll call back when I'm there.
How's the weather in the Netherlands?
It's quite hot.
Oh, isn't that Amsterdam?
That's Amsterdam, baby.
Oh, that right. Hey, as we call that, Buzzville.
Yeah.
Burbankville. I mean, Elstonville.
Yeah. Did you smoke any weed when you got the idea for this floating bed?
No, I did some other things.
Ah, some other things. Good. All right.
How are your dikes?
Which are legal here as well.
Yes.
How are your dikes, sir?
Are the dikes holding up well?
Yeah, but since it's so hot, it's all the water's evaporated, so we don't really need it.
The dikes are dry. Okay. The dikes are dry.
So tell me something. What's it like?
Nobody likes a dry dike.
No. What is it like nearly 6 hours in the future? Can you tell me?
Dark.
I'll try to resurrect this.
Dark.
Can you tell me what happens tonight?
Well, the stocks go up.
The what goes up?
The stocks.
Oh, stocks are going to go up. See, he's trying.
Yeah.
He's tried that, but it just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't work at all.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Good luck with your $1,500 bet. It's really cool, right?
Yeah.
Goodbye, Jumanji.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Good night. That's Yan Yap. We didn't get to ask him about his Dutch oven.
There he goes.
And he has one.
Now, hold on. See? Is he still... hey, Jim Jam, are you still there? Jar Jar. Hello? Jujubee.
Hello?
Hello, Slim Jim.
Hey, he's listening to us on the internet.
Yeah, we're just checking out.
Are you listening to us on the internet?
Yeah, we just
this would
logged
been,
on your website.
This would have been
it's
great.
Amazing what you're doing.
Would have been great publicity for you, my friend, if our producer wasn't so retarded. If only you really would be in the future.
Then it could work out.
Yeah. Well, you see, we could call you in an hour where technically you would be in the future, but an hour from now we have a very angry mailman that we're going to be dunking in a dunk tank full of 450 gallons of Kool-Aid.
our future
yeah.
is very busy.
Yeah. The future is so bright, we got to wear shades. And also, our gay friend, homosexual Joseph, wants to tell us about his abusive relationship. So perhaps
it's not the same guy from the Bible, is it?
Yeah, no.
We're very, very busy.
We're very busy, and we only had time for you, Jim Jack, if, in fact, you had been in the future.
One sentence, Yan Yap. Tell us the best thing about your bed in one sentence.
That it's working for higher potential.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I nailed miserably.
You would only be useful to us if, in fact, you were
in
somewhere
future.
Where it was Friday, not Thursday.
I'll sorry, Yan Yap.
Goodbye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
But it could be next week.
Next week, yes.
Good day. Next week, Friday.
Good day. That's right.
Thank you.
Good day.
We got to run, Amsterdammy.
Later.
Okay. Thank you, Jerk.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Another See
you. Hang up, please.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Yagoff. Yagoff.
He's not hanging up.
Jagermeister.
This is costing a fortune.
He's not hanging up.
Yiggy, yiggy, yang, yang.
This is very expensive. You need to hang up now.
Jiggy, jiggy, jang, jang. Piggy, piggy, bang, bang. Oh, this is as bad as listening to one of our retarded phone callers.
Yes. Please, Yan Yap.
Good.
There you go. Bye-bye, Ying Ying.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Another international friend made.
Good booking.
I thought it was very successful.
You know what that means? That means it's almost monkey time.
All right.
Almost monkey time.
Very cool.
Okay. All right, so that sucked. Sorry about that.
Well, it was interesting. You know, it was interesting talking to a guy with a weird name.
Yeah. I mean,
other than that, I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted a future thing. Let me just say, you know, it spells future to me, Rob.
What's that?
Ford.
I agree.
And you know, what I think you should do.
What?
You're such a big believer. There you go. You can start your penance by reading that commercial like you believe it.
The Yin Yan interview was brought to you by Ford. Every day, someone somewhere makes a bold move, and there's a car company for people like that. Ford.
You know what's going to save this whole segment?
What?
Grape Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Yeah.
You bet your ass.
Plenty of it. Mm-hmm. And speaking of ass, we're going to talk to Homo Joe and find out how his ass is.
Please.
And how his boyfriend's ass is.
His abused ass.
Yes. Well, we'll talk to Homo Joe, and then we'll go outside, start the dunk tank fun.
Yay.
Hey, is what's his name? Is Joshua Tree out there?
Waiting for you. Okay. Time.
Hey, Joshua Tree.
What's up?
Joshua Tree, let me ask you something.
Go for it.
If you're the producer of a show that's on the cusp of reclaiming number one status in the ratings.
Yes.
All the pressure in the world on you.
Uh-huh.
And all you got to do is come up with one phone call for Mike and I to have some fun with. And you pitch it as you're going to be calling the future.
Yeah.
Do you consider 6 hours to be the future?
Well, it's the future, but it's not good radio.
Thank you. Joshua?
Thanks, yes. Josh.
Joshua? How old are you, son?
25.
How old are you, monkey?
35. 35.
Might be time to replace you.
How can you put a question mark on
I always have
that?
To figure it in my head. I got to do the math.
Might be time to replace you with a younger, cheaper monkey.
A better
monkey.
I am cheaper, monkey.
I'll
tell you that.
Now that you've finally climbed your way near to the top of the treehouse, how sad it would be for you if you had to take your marching orders from young Joshua.
Wouldn't it, though? After swatting planes all these years, falling to my death.
Hey, Joshua.
Yeah.
As long as you're outside with the dunk tank,
uh-huh.
can you get by the mechanism where you actually throw the ball and hit that metal plate? Is there any way that you can, even with your hand, push against it and let us hear it, and let us hear the amount of pressure that it would take to put Robert's ass into the Kool-Aid.
And there's got to be some weight on the...
you have to have some weight. You have
on
to
the
put
platform.
Something on there.
All right, I'm going to get somebody to help me. Just press down on the diving board-like thing. Ready? I'm going to push it, and you're going to hear it drop down.
Okay. You're Joshua outside.
Wow, like a giant mousetrap.
One more time, please,
the
Joshua.
Gallows.
That was great.
Guillotine.
The guillotine.
All right, ready? One more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing you're going to hear later will be that sound followed by a splash.
Oh, yeah. It'll be super.
I can't wait to do this.
All right. We're going to be outside. We'll talk to Homo Joe in a second. Then we'll go outside. Thank you, FB. FB?
Joshua Tree?
Yes, sir.
He was calling you FP. Do you know what that stands for?
No. I know what FB is.
No, FP, Joshua. I think this is a real good early test for you. What do you think FP stands for?
FP. And you're talking about me.
Right.
First letter F, as in F word.
Uh-huh.
Second letter P, as in pussy.
But those aren't the words.
Those aren't the words.
What words are they?
Well, I wouldn't mind it, FB.
You can't promote a guy to producer if he doesn't understand the concept of future producer.
Mike, again, as always, you know, it's half a brain here, half a brain there. You know, that's why you and I, my friend, if the great Alan Ludd was still alive, we could kick ass on Password, wouldn't we?
We'd do very, very well.
Or would we do good on like a $25,000 pyramid?
We'd make a lot of money.
Mike knew right away FP meant future producer.
Future producer.
And hold on, here's one for you. FP could also apply to Rob. Fast Mike.
Failed producer.
Former producer.
Former we accepted, former or failed.
See, I would have, I blew it.
I went for failed as well.
Joshua, did you have former?
I had former.
You had former? Good for you. All right, see you in a second.
All right.
Goodbye, boy. So, come on down.
Very good.
We'll be outside in uno momento, and we'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
So, how's your ass?
Oh, Miss Colonoscopy Doctor, she's gorgeous. You should have seen her in her white coat. I wanted to give her a little tongue depressor action. Hey, now.
I take a thing from you.
How could you tell? Weren't you facing the other way? Well, granted, I was sedated at the time, but there was a vibe in that room. You know, it usually takes several years to get to that level of intimacy.
Flippin' awesome. Don Geronimo and Michael Mailer.
All right, thank you, Dude Walker. Let's see. Okay, we're going outside in a second.
Yeah.
For the Dunk Tank Show. Come on down if you want to be a part of that. Keep sending the MP3s for our show open contest. Send them to the attention of Johnny Norman. Send them the email at thedonandmikewebsite.com. We've had a bunch of new listener opens for the show. We'll play some more if we get a chance in a couple of seconds. So many tapes. We're not going to have time for it today.
Right.
Like Regis's gong show.
Hi there.
Also, I told you we've still got the tape of Regis being mad about being cut off when the space shuttle Discovery came back to Earth.
Yes, don't interrupt Regis when he's, no matter what the world event is.
Oh, lots of tape of T.O. on with Brian Gumbel. Lots of, boy, we got some great Ted Kennedy yesterday talking about the whole Bush thing.
Right? Mm-hmm.
But we won't get to any of that today.
No.
Wow. Because we got the Dunk Tank thing. I do have a picture for you, Mike, and for everybody that's on our website at DonandMikeWebsite.com. It is a picture that was sent to us by Scott Curry. This is a chap that listens to the show on the internet in Lubbock, Texas. We called him up. We're going to have him on the show. He would have been much better than this guy.
I disagree.
He caught an 18-pound fish on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what kind of fish this is.
Right.
This fish has a set of human-like teeth.
That is so gross.
In its mouth. Nobody knows what type of fish it is. The guy sent us the picture. You can find more information at ABC 28 in Lubbock, Texas. The guy will be joining us on the show. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe Monday he'll be on the show.
Wow. Well, I'm going to be curious to see what he's doing to find out what kind of fish it is.
Yeah. So that is really scary. You want to see a picture of a fish with real teeth.
Human teeth.
And it's a guy who listens to our show, of all things. So
it's highly disturbing.
Cool. Let me just make a real quick call here. Hold on a second.
Look like Robert's old teeth.
I looked out the window and I just saw Robert just jaw jacking. I mean, he is going a mile a minute. He's ready.
Friends, you bet.
Can't wait to get outside. We'll start the Dunk Tank in just a moment. Come on by. Take a softball and throw it as hard as you can.
That sounds like a foreign ring.
Give him a chance to win a plug. I feel bad for Yan Yap.
Understandable.
Yeah, he was kind of a victim of the circumstances.
Right.
Of our monkey producer. And technically, it's still not tomorrow yet.
Still tomorrow. Yeah.
It's only 11:19, right?
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do it. He might have gone to his little Amsterdam floating bed already.
Hello. Jumanji? God, how many times is the phone going to ring?
No, he's not answering.
He's not. Well, I was going to give him the phrase the
pen.
Hey, hello. What's your favorite radio show?
Volgens mij nemen ze nu gewoon op wat ik zeg.
Oh dear.
En dan spelen ze dat weer af.
Yeah, hello. This is Don and Mike again. This is Don and Mike again, and you're on the air with us. Hello.
Oh, you know what? Oh,
it's his message.
It's his message.
He did it down.
Hello. It's like, but he did do the hello, and then it was.
Hold on, it's still going though.
Hello.
Are you there? You're on the air.
Hey,
Yim Yang.
Yan Yap.
Hello, it's Don and Mike again. Hey, Yim Yap.
Hello. Yan Yap, are you there?
I was calling about your floating bed.
I feel like I'm watching a porno again. You might be. Oh.
Yeah, there he goes. I think that was a machine.
But I think he did that thing that they do over here, where you say hello and you fake somebody out.
I have left him a message, so I know he has a machine.
Very good.
Well, I guess that was it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I know what kind of fish that was.
Now, have you even seen the picture of the fish?
Yes. It was on the news this morning.
Okay. Oh, it was on the news. Okay. Great. What kind is it?
It's an evolution, actually, of womankind. It's a flathead fish.
It's an evolution.
Some kind of joke.
It is an evolution of womankind.
The bad kind.
Yes. You know, it's a smaller teeth. It's made to eat. And the only thing missing so far, because it's evolving, is a flathead.
Oh, all right.
God, horrible joke.
Oh,
no.
For God's sakes.
Shut up. I'm sorry she hurt you.
Jesus.
Boo.
Because I'm sitting there staring at this picture, and I really want I want an explanation.
Boo. Well, we'll have the guy on the show next week.
Why does the fishy have those kind of
jokes? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, fellas. How are you doing?
Hi, my friend. We're doing great.
Hey, I saw that fish on the news this morning, and
God, I thought we had an exclusive. Maybe this rat just like emailed us to every radio station in the world.
The last guy was just BSing us, so let's see what this guy has to say.
Well, it's called a pacu.
A pacu,
and it's a South American fish related to a piranha.
It looks okay. It does look like a piranha,
right?
Instead of a meat eater, it's, you know, it eats fruit that falls off the trees when it floods in the Amazon, and you see them all over in you know, like commercial marine places where you go on tours and all that.
So not all that rare.
Well,
it's just somebody released it down there and it grew up. Hell, I live out in Vegas and there's springs out here that there's tropical fish swimming around that come from Africa.
Okay. All right, well, nobody seems to know what type of fish it is. And I thought it was something we're getting exclusively.
Maybe it's a pacu. We'll have to ask the guy tomorrow. A pox on you.
Or Monday.
Very good.
Tomorrow's Tory Hold. Tomorrow's the day that the person who calls the show has been set up by me.
Okay. All
so
right. Very good.
So if it sucks, we'll still yell at Rob. Now, let me see. Before we go outside, hello, come in, Homo Joe.
Homo Joe here, Donna. Mike, how
here
are you
he
doing?
Is. Homo Joe, why don't you...
Good to see you, Homo Joe. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Rob, open up the security door, please. Joe, why don't you come on... Joe's outside now.
Yes, he is.
With a wireless mic. He's here for the Robert Mailman dunking.
To support my man.
Come on in. You're not talking about your penis, right?
No, I'll talk about Robert the Mailman.
I had no idea that you referred Homo Joe to Robert the Angry Mailman as your man.
Well, he's a good guy. He's a government
man. I have always referred to my man as, you know.
Well, I have one of those, too.
My thing.
Work my man. Well, I was talking to you, Homo Joe, during the break, and you were telling me about your abusive relationship about, right?
Hi, Joe. Okay.
Hi, Joe.
All right, well, get on that microphone.
Yeah, real mic.
All right, so Joe has just been outside. Joe, what do you estimate the current temperature to be outside?
I would say somewhere in the area of 95, 96.
Lovely. Degrees. Perfect day for a dunking.
But a nice little breeze blowing. You can still smell the Kool-Aid.
Are there a lot of people out there ready to throw softballs at Robert Mailman?
Yes, there's a woman who stepped up to plate since I told her I have no hand to throw the ball, and probably with limp wrist I would not make it. She's, I'll stand in for you.
That's a pretty good turnout. I looked out the window, and it looks like we got some good people. Everybody loves a dunk tank.
Yeah. So, homosexual Joseph, we've had so many chances to talk over the years about your relationships with your many boyfriends. Mike tells me this last one, it was abusive.
It was, it was kind of bad.
Did he slap you around, Joe?
Well, I got into I followed suit after you had that leather on, the leather vest. I kind of went to the leather community and tried to check that out a little bit, which is a bad thing to do.
Well, that was a long time ago. That's like 3 or 4 years ago, right?
Exactly. Okay. And I've been dating this guy on and off.
So you started going to leather bars?
Sort of.
I never thought of you as that.
Sure, you're not a leather guy. You're a lace guy.
That's exactly right. I'm the lace guy. But
this is the place where they wear like the chaps and they got. It's like Vito in The Sopranos. Right.
They use the whips and the chains, the flog.
Really?
What did he do to you, Joe?
Well, we had lots of arguments and fights and stuff like that, and that's one of the reasons I'm selling my house where I'm at now to try to get away from
all that stuff, but he killed my dog in front of me because I wouldn't perform an act that he wanted me to perform.
Oh, my God.
And you're a homosexual. Wow. I can only imagine what that act would be, because it's, from my way of thinking, you do everything that breaks every rule in the Bible.
Exactly. But he tied me to a pole.
He killed your... He tied you to a pole
with handcuffs.
Wow.
Jesus.
And saran wrap. And I was tied to this pole. And he brought a trash can in and took my little Boston Terrier that was my pet, Bud, and drowned her in front of me. Because I
Oh, my God. A Boston Terrier?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Man.
I have a restraining order.
Just people.
So it's been
Well, that sucks, Joe.
Jesus.
I mean, really.
Did you have the guy arrested?
You can file.
What did he want to do? Can you simulate with your hands?
Like pantomime?
He
wanted you to be the catcher.
Exactly.
And you mean just because you wouldn't catch, he tied you up with saran wrap and he killed your dog?
Right. After a few floggings and paddles and stuff, Black of Blues.
Wow.
That must have been, how long have you had that dog?
That dog has been, she was 11 years old when I had
God. That's a crime. That is a crime.
Yeah. Oh, it is. And I prosecuted on that. And
is that why you were, kind of weirded out the last time we had you on the show and you, said you'd do something and you went away for a while and we didn't hear from you
because I was being stalked and stuff like that. And my house had been broken into 3 times while I was sleeping.
Wow. You must have one sweet ass if this guy would go to all that trouble. I mean, my God.
Well, I guess since I lost the 80 pounds and the new started swimmer. Working out.
So how is it going now? I mean, is the guy keeping his distance and all that?
There's a restraining order, yes. So if he comes near me, all I have to do is pick up the police and they'll be out there and lock
him. Wow.
Just
be careful.
Yes.
Just please be careful. You think of gay relationships, this type of thing doesn't happen, but I'm sure it's like any other relationship, right?
Yeah, my sister-in-law told me that. She's an abuse counselor in New Jersey.
Did you have any inkling when you first started going out with this guy that it was going to be that way?
No. And it's like the bad thing is, I still like him.
Oh, Joe.
But I mean, like the woman on Cops.
Stop saying that.
But I'm just saying, in a way. I mean, there were some things that were good in it.
No way.
No.
Stop. He killed your dog, Joe.
True.
Yeah. I just think you could have saved your doggy. We just would have taken it up the...
if you would have done what all of your compatriots do, that's, for God's sakes, that's what makes you a homo. I know we've had this discussion before, Joe. Do you ever do that? Do you ever...
Steve?
I never did.
Right?
I had a couple times.
God. Oh, dear. Oh, my.
So you got to remember, I think that's the hetero in Joe coming out. Because you got to remember that he was married.
Right.
Yes. In his previous life, he was married before he switched teams.
That's right.
Right. So, to me, that's the straight part of him.
Is this guy a lot younger than you?
Oh, yes.
And is he stronger, a big guy?
Oh, yes. He's from,
Yeah, you probably don't want to give too much detail.
Yeah, he's like a cowboy, to say.
Cowboy. Like Brokeback Mountain?
Yes, sort of.
All right. Was that part of the attraction? Since that was all in the theaters?
The blonde hair, blue eyes,
Yeah.
Are you...
the other guys have that.
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
Wow.
Are you...
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
Are you still hung up on him?
Not as much. I mean, I still think of him because I keep thinking he's going to break in my house again.
Well, sure.
Can't be that hungry. They're showing off.
Do you have a gun?
No, but I do have some weaponry at the house, like a stun.
Oh, taser?
Right.
Taser.
Right.
Taser.
Taser.
Yeah. Taser.
Who's the best?
Oh, yeah.
Taser for the
cowboy. To be truly homogeneous, I have a bow and arrow with a little suction cup on the end of it.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
I had to help, but that did work.
Well, Joe, we're glad to hear that you're okay, and sorry that your cowboy, really, that's awful with the dog.
Yeah. And then I had this other guy to date, and they wanted me to promote his music, and I'm like, he's like, don't use me for that.
But he didn't kill your dog.
No, he didn't. No. He was good, but
was he a cowboy?
No, he's a Latino.
I apologize for my language.
So this guy, did he actually hit you? Did he hit you?
Numerous times.
Really?
I ended up in the hospital a couple times.
Wow. Jesus. Yeah, and you still have a thing for him. Stop that.
Yeah, just stop it.
Really?
How's it taste?
It's pretty damn good.
That's all right. A fitting end to that.
All right, Joe. Well, we'll see you outside in a second. So sorry to hear about it. I mean, I had no idea, did you, that it was that serious?
No, that's sick. I mean, and that's a great...
crying, pipsqueaking ass.
That is one great breed of dog, too, and I'm sorry that he did that.
No, I didn't do it. Great. That'd be all set. Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, oh boy.
Triple lock your door.
You should give back your homo card.
I think I am.
I mean, really.
I mean, a relationship with that would maybe drive you to the other team.
It almost did.
Almost gets you almost on the straight and narrow.
Where did you find these Tiger Woods?
All right, we'll see
you in a second. Joe that question.
See you in a second, Joe. Jesus Christ.
Wow. I had no idea. When he said abusive, but you know, I remember when we had him on a few weeks ago, he was a little wobbly about coming back.
And we thought it was all about his thing with Campbell Soup.
Exactly.
There's always somebody looking for some.
Highly, highly scary. That's scary in whatever relationship
Jesus
it is.
Christ.
Killed so Joe wouldn't be the receiver, so the guy killed his dog.
Wow.
Jesus.
Who else have you blabbed to?
There he is now.
Duke
Wayne.
Duke. Okay, let's...
What did you say?
I said, let's go to break on that note. Yeah. And when we come back, we'll be ready for the dunk tank. We'll
say that again.
Outside throwing Robert the softball.
I said, when we come back, we'll go outside with Robert the mailman in the dunk tank.
Don't cuss.
He's not cussing.
I didn't cuss, cowboy.
You are a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we've been trouble since you killed that dog, Duke.
How'd you kill that dog?
Well, he's yours.
Well, he's dead. We don't want him.
Bend over.
Hey, that's enough of that.
Back to it again. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody tell, oh, schools are out of control. Oh, they're out of control. We need prayer in the schools. We don't need prayer in schools. We need to toss Salad Man in school. That'll straighten the kids out. Hey, Jimmy, you got a D. You know what you got to do? No! No! I love a tossing salad. I love a tossing salad. I'm a Reed.
It's good because it's based on books. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a lie. Well, it's the day that Robert Mailman is paying off his bet he made with me about the Miami Heat. And who do they beat again?
The wind is
enough. San Antonio.
The Miami Heat.
Sacramento
Kings. Who did they beat again? Hi, Mike's outside right now.
Hi, I'm outside. We have a very nice group of people. Make noise, everybody. A lot of people out here to see Robert go in the dunk tank. I've been getting a few practice throws out here.
Oh, good. How's it going?
I do not throw like a girl, Robert.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to come join you now. Johnny, you got the controls.
All right.
Okay.
And as Don makes his way outside, it's time to meet our guest of honor. And here it is, the payoff, the big moment for you, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I like to see all these people out here, and including the retard.
Are you trying to grow a beard?
I am growing a beard.
How long have you been trying?
Hi, Tom.
How long have you been trying to grow that beard?
About 2 days.
No. Really? Are you telling the truth?
I'm always telling the truth, Fatty.
Are you looking forward to going into the dunk tank with grape Kool-Aid?
No, I'm not. And I don't know why I said grape Kool-Aid.
Why did you make that bet, Robert?
You know why you did? Because it's a stereotype.
You love
it's a black
Kool-Aid.
Stereotype.
Is that what it is?
It is a black.
Man.
It is a black stereotype.
You're blacker than me.
I am blacker than you.
Yeah, well, we don't know who your parents are, so there you go.
But Robert,
he is ready to go. I mean, he was giving it to me as soon as I came. And stop throwing softballs at Tom. You might hit him in the head.
The Miami Heat.
Do no damage.
The Miami Heat defeated who in the NBA Finals?
Team, your parents?
It was a team that you were for. We bet two nights in a row on this.
Yes, that's right.
It would be the Dallas Mavericks.
So what?
Oh, you just grabbed your balls.
Were you just itching, or was that an actual statement that you were trying to make by grabbing yourself? Like,
you know, I get horny quick.
Go get in the tank.
Get in the tank.
Hey, don't tell me to get in the tank.
Come on now. You got to pay the bet off.
Word. We got to talk about something anyway. What's going on this weekend?
You're coming over.
Oh, okay.
We're going to play Xbox. Please go get in the dunk tank now. Please go get in the...
Robert, I mean, it's a bet. He said, look at all this we've... And all these people, Robert, all these people are here to take a crack at it. They're all going to try it.
Come on.
Who doesn't like a dunk tank? Do you all want to try it? Do you all want to take a crack at it today? Hey, you know we're doing a big event when somebody's got an RV across the street. This is not NASCAR, ma'am.
It is a dunk tank with 450 gallons... of Kool-Aid, and of course, hey, Tom, I'm glad to see you're not sweating a lot.
Good. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
Tom, did you bring a friend with you?
No, I didn't. Hey, monkey.
Oh, dear. Oh, what happened? What happened? Did it just...
You know what happened? It happened right when Tom said, hey, monkey.
Jesus. Did that happen by accident?
Oh, no.
No,
he said it would support hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
All right, we'll try to...
Try to get back on it again, Robin.
They said it would support at least they said it would support at least 280 pounds.
Hey, monkey.
All right, now let's stop it, Tom.
Be
nice. Be nice. Welcome Rockville, Maryland to our freak show.
Robert is now getting back into the dunk tank.
Hey, Dunn.
Yeah.
You see Michael Mara's brother over there?
Come on, just get up in the dunk tank.
Just get there. Does it really have a weight limit?
Said it would support hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
I know. Let's see.
Hold on. And you're making fat jokes about me. That is funny. That is funny.
This may be better than people actually trying to throw. Have a seat again, Robert.
This would be a sticky wicket if we had a dunk tank that didn't support his weight.
How unfortunate.
Now,
Robert, maybe you might want to try to sit further back on the thing.
Was that Joshua?
Sit further back. It'll be all right. Sit further back. Don't sit on the end of it.
No, I'll pay my bet. I'm leaving.
No, you're not leaving.
I'm leaving.
You're not leaving.
Sit all the way on the back of
sit
it
on
now.
The back.
There you go. There you go.
There. Now, that's it. Now stay at that level. That's
now
it. Oh, no. We don't need to see this.
All right, you ready to take your first, Mike, you can take the first pitch?
Yeah, I've been missing a lot. I think I hit it one time out of 10. All right, here we go.
Hey, Don, check out his brother.
Wow.
What happened?
Mike, you nailed it. And
what happened? No, I'm not too... What?
He's in again.
Yeah, baby. Oh, Tom
pushed it from behind.
Tom, all right.
Did Tom push it?
Yes.
Hey, Robert, no fair. No splashing. What did
no
you
splashing.
I let the thing go on him.
All right, Tom, behave yourself.
Yeah.
Let's let Robert crawl back up there, and then we're going to let everybody hang out.
Be careful, Robert.
Robert, you're planning on staying here till what, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight?
To that cheesy restaurant.
Nice throw, Tom. Thank you very much.
Very, very close.
All right. Thank you.
Hold on, Tom. Tom, I tell you what.
A retarded temple.
Retard.
All right. I think when Tom throws that the next time, if somebody get a picture of him, send it to Unishriver.
All right. Would you hold this woman for a second?
Yes, absolutely. All right, Don's going to take a crack at it. All right. Rob, get that microphone up. We're having trouble hearing him.
The retard away from me.
Tom, no, hey, get Tom from back there.
You can't cheat, Tom.
Tom, stop it. Behave yourself.
It was fun once, but you're done.
There's a great energy. Tom, come back out here. Come on.
Life cheated him, but he cannot cheat on this game.
Tom, you're disrupting the show.
Yeah.
Now, don't grab the microphone, Tom.
Hey, who invited the retard anyway?
I have to talk to Tom's brother.
Tom.
What is your name, sir?
Dave.
That's David.
Where are you from, Dave?
I'm from Baltimore a lot. HFS 105.7.
And are you a big fan of the Don and Mike show?
Absolutely.
Have you had a chance to meet Tom?
I've heard him on the radio many times.
Tom, would you like to interview this guy? Would you like to do the interview?
These guys are like mothers of different...
Sons of different mothers.
Yes, aren't they?
Tom, would you like to interview this guy?
My old stomping ground.
No.
I grew up not far from here in Silver Spring.
Very good. Well, welcome to the show, and your name is Dave?
Dave.
Dave, anytime you want to come by.
He's like Tom, 25 points higher.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. Yeah, I think you guys hang out. We're going
to
have Don throw the softball now.
I'm an awful thrower.
All right, try this. Here we go. Let's see what happens. Now, I hit the thing, and I hit it pretty hard, and it didn't work. It's because... Was he sitting too far back on it or what? I'm not sure.
Get your retarded ass.
It's a combination of you really got
to
get.
Tom,
all right, hold on a second. We have to do something. I told you, he's become more aggressive.
It was funny.
He's become more aggressive. Tom Gavin has become much more aggressive. It is not. This is not good.
Take a hike.
All right, that's a little high with that one. Tom, behave yourself. Tom is really. He's getting closer every time. There you go.
Robert,
oh, come on.
Taunted Don.
That's cheating.
Until Don ran into the target.
Don almost knocked it down. All right. All right. Now Robert, I didn't mention your T-shirt says love to Jay Samuels. Is that your teeth doctor?
Yeah, that's my doctor.
All right. Now, wait a minute. What's happening?
You know, you weigh too much. Watch this. Hold on, fat.
Robert,
watch this. That's with my shoulder, everything I can put into it. Watch.
Now, wait. Now, you know what you have to do, Robert? You have to get a happy medium of not triggering the
now,
thing.
Farther forward. There you
a
go.
A little bit forward. We don't have a cooperative subject today.
No.
And Tom, you got to go upstairs. Go up to the second level. Upstairs now. Come on.
Let me just see if not the my restart. Shoulder. Oh. If I push it, it'll go.
All right, here we go. Why are you holding on? You got to keep your hands on your lap. Do we have a defective?
Well, hold on. You know what? Who's fatty? Who's so fat? Who's so fat?
Rob, we got to get a mic on Robert, brother. All right, wait. We have to readjust it.
I'll get off.
We have to readjust it. This, you know, shocker of shocker, Robert is not being cooperative today.
Now, is there anybody here? He is just screaming his head off.
You know what? I got an idea. Are there any of these little pocket rockets around here that would like to go in the dunk tank? Would you like to go in the dunk tank? Any of the little guys? What would you weigh in at, sir, just conservatively?
Biscuit shy of 300.
Hold
on, Mike. The kid will do it.
You'll do it, kid? All right, kid, go up and get up there. Robert, we're going to let the kid do it. All right. Hey, come on. Let me get your name first. What's your name?
Kevin Redden.
Kevin, where are you from?
Listen, and enough with
Rockville, awesome.
I weigh less than you.
Better.
All right.
Let's put that into a vote of the crowd.
Robert, are you prepared?
Five people. Now, you've seen Chubby Arbuck over here, right?
Robert, are you prepared to admit that you were perhaps too heavy to make the dunk tank
work? You saw before it even started. It said 250. Now, I'm 251. So, I'm one.
Rob tells me he's now adjusted into super fat black man. So, it should work for you.
All right, here we go. Well, wait. The kid's up there now. Hold on.
Never said what about what about me being white?
No, that you just throw like a bitch.
All right. Now we got a little kid up there. Is it Dave? Was that your name?
Kevin.
I forgot.
Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Here we go. You ready?
Give it a try.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready.
All right. Hold on a second. I'm gonna try to do it.
Swing
feel free to liberally boo me if I miss. All right.
And.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. That's what I want. I want to get motivated. Yes. Yes.
That's how you do it.
Fantastic.
That's how you do it, Mike.
That's good. That's good. Now, is Robert going to be able to utilize this thing, or is this...
Yeah. Okay. Come on, Robert. You got to go in again.
Hold on. And incidentally, if Robert's weighing in at 251, then I'm a spry 160, okay?
Yeah,
you're 251, like you're 251, you know, like
picture,
what? What do you say?
Picture, Mike.
Like I'm going to hit this with my shoulder like I did when Robert was sitting.
All right, there we go.
That was the Kool-Aid, Kevin.
I'm going to break it because I'm big and strong.
All right, you know what? Big less and arguing strong. And more
That's
dunking.
I got to have Rob there when I come over your house. You're so strong and brave.
No, you know what it is? I want my China.
Black people don't like China. There's too many chinks.
All right, God. Get in the tank. For God's sake.
Of course, about my valuables.
Let's have a nice round of applause for Kevin. Kevin was a really good sport. Very good.
And now, Mike, let's get somebody from the crowd.
Somebody from the crowd. Come on up.
The ball right here.
All right. You got a good arm, son?
Rush.
Where are you from?
Paul Church.
All right. You got a good arm?
You play any ball?
Hey, everybody, isn't Don's shirt baggy? Yeah.
All right. Ready, Raj?
Everybody, isn't Robert a big, fat ass about to go into a vat of Kool-Aid?
Two, three, go. All right. You want? Yeah, I think everybody should get a couple of tries. Why not?
Low and outside.
All right.
You're too short, man. In shape, you look terrible.
Joshua Tree. Try to throw it back to him, too, when we after they hit.
Terrible. That guy looks like a
go
retarded.
Ahead. One, two, three, go. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Next in line. You, sir, step right up.
That guy a midget or what?
All right.
Here we go.
Now, Robert, feel free. That's what the tradition
Here's
is. You're
the guy
supposed
you wanted to throw.
You're supposed to give the guys grief.
Aryan man. You represent the white man.
All right. Oh, he's doing the wind-up and everything.
You'll see the power of the white
All right.
man. Yeah, come on. Come on, Nazi. Right.
Oh, a little high. Just
Nazi.
A bit outside.
Come on, Nazi.
All right.
Come on, Nazi.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Another high one.
Who's next? Who's next in line? One more shot. All right. Everybody gets three. I think that's fair.
That's fair. That's
all right.
Fair.
Three is fair. Absolutely. Here we go. And, oh, I'm sorry. I tell you, if he makes contact, Robert's going in the water. Step up, son. What's your name?
What's your name, boy?
Frankie.
Where are you from, Frank?
Rockville, Maryland.
Are you a baseball player?
When I was younger, then I switched to lacrosse.
Okay, you're a lacrosse player. Oh.
Put some heat behind that,
oh,
son.
Oh, dear. Watch out.
Make Here this happen.
He's not your son.
Oh, okay. That's
come
one.
On, son.
One down.
Come on.
Somebody make us proud. Come on now. Make us proud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You win. Nice job. Good job, brother. Fantastic.
Outstanding.
That was good because you didn't expect
it. Robert, come on. Oh. Come on, Robert. That's funny. Hey, Robert, you got snot coming out of your nose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, he's flicking snot.
What's he doing?
He's being disgusting is what he's doing.
Making obscene gestures.
Oh, that's lovely. All right, Robert, climb back up there, brother.
What? Can I still get my third?
Yeah, you can get your third stuff.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
That would maybe be the first technical problem we've had in the studio. Hey, give me a second. Hey, it's just you and I, Yanni.
Norman!
Hey, Yanni.
Hi.
How are things back there?
Just lovely.
You know, this is the first time that one of these things just ain't working.
Probably won't be the last, unfortunately.
Okay, well, hold on. Always got a backup.
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry
about your mammy.
Don and Mike Show.
There we go, guys.
They are never deficient in vitamin love. Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. I'm back in the studio here to run the sound. Mike is outside. Yanni, question for you about pictures on the website.
Yes.
Are they up yet?
No, they're not. Joe's going to take a few more in this break. I hope to get them up in the next commercial.
Okay, fantastic. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where you go to get pictures of what's happening outside. Let's see. Hello.
Hello, we're out here.
Hello.
Robert is making his way back into the dunk tank, and I think the postman.
Yeah,
the nice thing to do here is to, I think, give everybody one shot at it. Everybody's got it. You can go again, you can go twice, but each person steps up, gets one throw at Robert, and as we were discussing during the break, if Robert is 251 pounds, I'm Ethan Hawke.
Two Ethan Hawkes.
All right, now I can't hear myself.
Okay, who's the first person you got out there, Mike?
Let's walk over to the pitching mound. Hi, you're Kevin, right? You were in the dunk tank. You got dunked. How was that?
It was pretty cool.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Right, now you want to dunk Robert? Go for it. Your best shot.
Ask him, did he feel like the water was real warm in one spot?
Robert, please don't make peeing in the tub jokes, okay? All right, go ahead, Kevin. Take a whack at it, and let's Mike Buzz. Let's see if we can Mike that. All right, you missed wide to the right. Hi, what's your name, young man?
Ethan.
Toby McGuire.
Really?
Ethan.
You should be tall enough to ride.
How old are you?
You should be tall enough to ride a ride at Disneyland if you want to throw a ball at Robert.
I think you can actually. You know what? Hold on. You get to move up closer.
Robert, I'm too busy playing music like Black Water.
All right, right up here.
Get it? Do you get jokes?
All right, go ahead.
Black Water.
Easton, go ahead.
Oh!
Now, Robert was playing the game right. He had his hands on his lap, and you were actually... And don't flip off the little kid. You are... Boy, he is wound up.
A kid.
All right, let me walk up to this. Hi, what's your name?
Jesse.
Another kid coming up. Give it a throw, Jesse. Go ahead.
Let's get a man up there.
All right, let's get a man. All right, come on. All right, you're a big guy. Go, get the ball.
Hey, Napoleon Dynamite, one more shot.
What's your name?
Gene,
give it a whack.
Aryan, man.
Oh! Almost to direct it.
So close, Mike.
Don, I think what it is, you have to really nail the thing right in the middle of the target. Who's next? Step right up. Come on, let's keep it going. What's your name, sir?
Arthur.
All right, go ahead, Arthur. Take a poke at it.
And?
Oh, I'm sorry. Low and to the left. Who's next?
Another guy.
What's your name, sir?
Ralph Snyder.
Okay. Ralph Snyder's going to throw it. Go ahead, Snyder. All right. Any relation to the midget that owns the Redskins? Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, sorry about that. All right, come on up. What's your name, sir?
David,
go ahead. Take a poke at it.
Come on, David. And?
Oh, people are missing. People are missing. Who's next? Keep them coming.
Purple.
Come up, ma'am. Ah, we have our first softball player. What's your name? What is your name?
Ebony.
Hold on. Ebony was saying something. What's that, Ebony?
I was here a few months ago for the strip trivia.
Shut up, Robert.
Don, Ebony's played strip trivia with us one time.
Yeah, I thought I recognized her boobs.
Robert, say hello to Ebony, Robert. Hey, Ebony, go ahead.
Come on. Let it happen, baby.
Robert just touched himself. That was
make it happen. Here we go. Take him down.
All right. I'm sorry, Ebony. Nice try. Step right up. Let's just keep this going. We got to get Robert dunked. What's your name, sir?
Brock.
Brad. Oh, Brock is alone to the left. Brock. Thank you, Brock. You're next. Oh, here's our friend from Baltimore. What's your name again?
Dave,
let's get up a little closer.
Oh, and listen, for the web, guys, we got to get a picture of Dave next to Tom Gavin.
Oh, nice throw, Dave.
Mike, can you make sure we get a picture of Dave next to Tom Gavin for the website?
Dave, will you go up? We want to get your picture, so will you go up and have your picture taken? You know, that's funny. That's following your instructions just made me laugh. I don't know why. There goes. Oh,
Robertson again.
What happened?
Hey, what happened?
That was just a. That was just a
young Kevin who's what eight?
Did he hit it?
Yeah, he hit it. Knocked him in.
All right, you're next, sir. Robert, climb back up there. We want to get as many people as we can. What's that? Hold on a second. Robert's going to say something. What?
That guy did not hit the target, and it.
Yes, he did. Yeah, Robert's threatening to leave. Robert, please, for the good of the show, will you stay, please?
Robert, how long do you think you fell in?
So much so far.
What's that?
I haven't even got a free meal at your cheesy restaurant.
I'll give you a free meal at my restaurant.
Jesus Christ. He's paying off a bet.
Right. Take two of our coats.
Two. Go ahead. Dinner for two. Ass hat.
He's paying
all right.
Bet.
All right. He's stepping back up there. He's staying. He's been very temperamental. You know what, Don? Today, Robert has been his usual temperamental self, but Tom Gavin has been very obnoxious, too, today.
I just want to say,
obnoxious.
Tom Gavin is a Reva.
Great
A Reva. That's a combination of retard and diva.
Right. He's a detard. All right.
That's even better than Reva.
What's your name, sir?
He's a detard.
Yeah. Brian, go ahead. Knock the target out. All right. Oh, very close. Up and to the left. Just a bit inside. What's your name, sir?
Roy,
let fly.
Roy, let have it.
Come on, Roy. Roy. Now Roy even missed the backstop.
Boy, that's awful.
No, you've gone before. We got to get some new people. New blood. Who wants to throw? Who wants to throw? You want to throw? Come on, men. Men. What's your name, sir?
Let the white women throw it.
Bill. Go ahead, Bill.
Come on. Somebody knock his ass in the water.
Oh, Bill. Yes, sirree, Bill. One throw. Steps up, and he is soaking wet.
See, Mike, I want to tell you something. Now that I'm back in the studio watching this from the window.
Yes, Don?
We're having a problem hearing Robert get dunked, and I can understand why. Like, who's over there? It's Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Don.
The problem is that it's the natural instinct when Robert goes in the water, the guys that are holding microphones,
right. They
run away.
Yes.
Because they don't want to get wet.
That's well, right. The person, boy, I hate to pick on him this week, but the person that's closest to the tank.
I know it's Rob.
Is Rob Spiewak.
And I just
I'm
saw
not that scared of getting wet, obviously.
Yeah, I just saw him take an absolute beeline, though.
All right, well, who would you like to stand closer to the tank?
Don.
Yes, Robert.
I won't have to use the bathroom after the show.
Oh, dear. Well, that I guess that cinches it for anybody that wanted to be dunked again, all right?
Or drink the Kool-Aid.
Hi, sir. We want to try another throw. Robert, get up there. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it. He's whining
come
again.
Come on, man.
Oh, come on, man. Help a brother.
Come on, Mr. Postman.
See, it's the constant climbing. The constant climbing. He's waving to his fellow postman right now.
Robert, take your time.
Robert, come on.
Well, Mike, when you're as slim and good-looking as Robert is.
I think that the constant jumping in and out. All right, here we go. What's your name, sir? George, let's fly. Here we go,
George.
Oh, a little low, but a good velocity.
Yeah. Hit the cap.
Step right up, sir. What's your name?
Terry.
Terry, dunk Robert, please. Everybody enjoys that. And also, wait a minute. That was the spelt 251 pounds, I think, that caused that one to happen.
Now. Operator error.
And again, for whatever reason, we're not hearing the of Robert getting in the water.
What's that? What, Robert? How much do I weigh? 170 pounds. Thank you for asking. All right.
I'm watching Robert go in, and I'm not hearing the...
I know. Well, that time we didn't hit the target, and he went in the dunk tank anyway. So
I know, but it makes the same sound if it hits the target or not. I mean, Robert going in the dunk tank.
What we should have is our underwater microphones. Hey,
let's get Joshua Tree up there with the microphone.
He's not really cannonballing. He's kind of sliding into the water.
All right, Joshua, are you okay? You going to man the mic?
Yeah, I'm all set.
There we
Joshua
go.
Has managed not to get wet, and now he's got that look on his face that says, I am going to get wet.
That'll change.
And, you know, don't worry. Once you become producer, it's going to be fine.
White women throw the ball.
Thanks, I'm ready. Okay, you step right up, sir. What's your name?
Matt.
Is going to try.
Here we go.
All right, go ahead, Matt.
Take a shot at Robert. Take a shot.
Oh!
And again.
Fantastic. You know what? I just I didn't take my own advice. I've got to stop going, and let everybody hear the splash.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. That's kind of difficult, you know.
See, the problem is Robert is standing up when he falls down. He's not going for the cannonball splash.
Yeah.
I want the whole splash.
He's not being cooperative.
All right, let's see if we get one more person to dunk him in here.
All right, one more person. Oh, this guy. You've hit it before, haven't you? He's hit it twice. What's your name again?
Frank. Move.
Frankie's going to try it one more time. Robert.
Thumbs up.
Robert.
I'm leaving.
All right, now one more time. No, no, let's get another person. How about a lady? Would a lady like to throw? Come on up, man. Hi there. What's your name?
White woman, not old white woman.
Donna is going to try it. Now, Donna, do you have a good... You look like you keep yourself in shape. Do you have a good throwing arm?
Sweet, sweet. Her grandkids can try.
Donna is going to try.
Hey, shut up, Robert. I'd do her.
Here we go. Oh.
There was just a shot.
You want to try another one, Donna? Try another one, Donna.
Another one for Donna.
Joe. Let's get this one. All right, go for it.
There she goes, number...
Oh, yes.
And Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Once again, I'm sorry.
Don, you're not going to hear it even if I don't do that. It's not. It's just not doable. He's not making a loud enough noise.
He slides in. He doesn't really cannonball in.
All right, do you want to do a few more?
Would you ask him one? Okay. Hey, Robert, can you hear me?
Robert?
You're sorry, ass.
Would you do me a personal favor and just one time, if everybody's very quiet, would you just jump in so we can get the sound of you splashing in that thing?
Make a noise.
You're like do a cannonball.
No, how much money are you going
to
pay me?
Oh, no.
How much money am I going to pay?
Everybody be quiet. I heard dinner for Willie. Hell no.
Robert, all you have to do is sit on the end of the thing.
That's dinner for two, Robert.
Come on, Robert. Please. Come on. You're paying off a bet. Be a good loser. Be a good loser. Thank you.
Put the diving board down so it's a clear path. He almost fell in.
There you go. Now. Here we go.
One, two, three, go.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you very much.
That's beautiful. That's the sound we've been missing all day. That's the sound that we've been missing all day.
I went home in a cab with Tom.
Beautiful. 450 gallons of Kool-Aid.
Now, I was going to suggest that if there were any people that wanted to get dunked, they'd come by, but Robert has indicated that he has made the pool his own. He has actually marked his territory.
I thought there's people that would still go in.
Is there anybody that would like to go in the dunk tank?
Robert says he was joking about the other.
Oh, you were joking about that? You really did not do that. So the pool is clean.
Oh, don't believe that.
Decent. It's decent. Is there anybody that would like to try to go into the dunk tank? You've done it before. Any of you little guys that want to try it? No? No takers. They just want to see Robert get dunked.
Well, we're done with that. Show's over.
Show's over. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. And Robert, you've successfully paid off your bet. Do you have any final words?
F Don and Mike and F the listeners.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
See you Saturday night, friend.
Bye-bye, Robert. I'm going inside now. Don, I'm coming inside.
See you Saturday night, friend.
Not me.
I'm coming inside and I have to walk by Tom.
Your good friend, Tom.
Yeah, huh? All right. That got modified today.
I know okay. It did.
Hey, Don?
Yes, Tom.
Can I come in and say a couple words with you all?
Well, you can say them right there. What would you like to say, Tom?
Hold on. Hold on. Robert's grabbing him. Hold on.
Get your ass off of me, you knucklehead! Hey, you monkey! All
right, thanks, Tom. Thank you very much.
Is that what you wanted to say? Jesus.
It's a day of love.
Is that what he wanted to say?
Yes.
God almighty.
Is that what you wanted to say? Hi, Mike. Hi. How you doing? Don't let anybody tell you that you don't work hard. You just did that break outside while I was inside running things.
He is. Tom is so out of his mind today.
Out of his mind.
And Robert was not exactly cooperative. The problem was getting Robert, you know, from when he got dunked to get back up on the board. But I think we got our money's worth.
Oh, no, we did. He paid off the bet. And we'll have pictures on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. And you are sweating like Mayor Barry.
A little warm out there.
Jesus Christ.
A little bit warm.
Did you get any on you?
Not yet. I actually was free of Kool-Aid, which is a very lucky thing.
Oh, did you get something else on you, Buzz?
No. Captain Horndoggy's out there.
Of course I got Kool-Aid on me.
I'd like to say hi to the lovely Julie Fullman who stopped by also.
Yeah.
Hello, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
We all got nice little hugs outside from Julie.
Oh, just my luck.
Yeah,
just my luck. And I got breath strips and everything. Just my goddamn luck. Hey, you got messed up.
Horribly. I'm wetter than Robert.
Well, we should get a picture of you for the website, too.
Already did. It looks like I've had a stroke. Again.
Oh!
I'm just doing the sound that I made every time he got dunked. I couldn't help it. I'm supposed to feel time.
I know. It's a natural reaction, Mike.
Oh!
See, I couldn't. I was probably doing it, too.
Right.
That's why during the second break I said to Johnny Norman.
Norman!
Let me come inside around the board and hear how it sounds in my headphones.
Right.
And I'm sure I was doing the same thing.
Well, so. We got everybody quiet. At least you got one sound of the splashing. But trust me, ladies and gentlemen, even if it didn't sound like it, he got very wet.
Yeah, and Buzz had it right. I was watching from the window. He was more sliding in.
It's the nature of the tank, I think. But he's too fat for the dunk tank. That's the bottom line.
The good thing is that I was scared it might happen. He did not get stuck in the thing.
Okay. You've definitely taken him to that next level. He's
See
still,
you Saturday.
He's still here.
We'll reap what he's sown.
Don't forget, you got to come over as well to my house on Saturday night.
Can I be behind fence like he was for safety?
But I think in a very small period of time, there were more fat jokes and more jokes about everybody by Robert. He was in rare form today.
He had to get dunked, I would say, a minimum of 15 times.
It was he paid the bet off. He is a man of honor. He did his job.
Well, let's not go
but
crazy.
Of course, yeah, it was for airtime.
He's not a man of honor.
Who are we kidding?
And dinner for two.
I liked it when
That's
Rob,
right.
when he was getting out of the tank greeting his fellow postal worker.
Yes.
It looked like he did not want to. He could not get away from him quick enough.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
And how about that new retarded guy, Dave?
Wonderful.
That guy who looks like he could be Tom's brother.
Welcome to the family.
He's mentally retarded.
Not necessarily a non-messy eater.
Hello. Hello there.
Very
Don
nice
and Mike show.
Hey, we need to put
Detard
in the tank.
Detard.
The name we came up with, Tom Gavin.
Right, that works.
I'm sorry, sir. The tank portion of the program is over.
And Tom would require a lot of heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm. Moose out front should have told you.
Yeah, Tom could seriously drown if we put him in that.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll have a news with Guy J. Burley coming right up.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
This Wednesday, come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program as the entire Don and Mike Show crew hits the road and heads back to Virginia for another ratings blowout party. Forget number 15. Come bask in the warm glow of number...
It'll be money.
8 p.m. at O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas. That's the place to be. And we want to see your face in the place. Touch a hand, have a word, and let us thank you for your support. Hear Don cuss. See Mike drink.
All right.
Watch Buzz, the deuce. See Rob hate. And watch Joe, just watch Joe. The Don and Mike ratings blowout. Wednesday at 8 p.m. Check out O'MarasRestaurant.com for directions. We'll see you there.
Incredible!
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man, recap news and pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this
and more. And more. Get ready for a comedy concussion with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We don't even know what our ratings are going to be like. They got to be better than 15. They come out before Wednesday. So next big party with you guys Wednesday night at Mike's Joint. See you there. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be outside again. We're looking for five guys playing for a cash prize of $200. Fire extinguisher roulette.
Which one will be loaded? Actually, how many will be loaded?
Also tomorrow on the show, NFL Pro Bowl player Torrey Holt will be calling and talking about defeating me at Madden. Plus tomorrow, I guess we're going to have to talk to Robert about the fact that he's coming to my house on Saturday night to play me an Xbox and have cigars and drink.
How do you want to handle that?
And you're coming, too, because you're going to bring a tape recorder.
Yeah, I will do that, but I mean, I know your address.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
We'll worry about it tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll worry about it tonight.
We got pictures of...
blindfold.
We got pictures of Robert the Mailman going in the dunk tank. Rob covered with grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah, and I am an idiot.
Why?
Because I rub my eye after shaking Tom's hand. I always try to, I forget to wash the hands immediately.
You'll
afterwards.
Still have one good eye.
And you got to see the picture of that guy. Is the guy's name Dave?
I think it's Dave.
Who was like Tom's brother, guy that was like, this is my old stomping ground.
I'm pretty sure the guy's name is Dave, and Tom didn't seem to want to have anything to do with him. I don't get that.
All I know about Dave is he uses mass transit.
We'll have the pictures of all of that on our website as soon as the show is over tonight.
And Buzz, thank you for chipping in for Tom's cab ride home.
I had to get him out of here.
Tom now wants cab rides to every function that we do.
Right, Tar. Buzz's news brought to us by Ford.
What?
Bold moves. There you go. And I'm here with news and comments is a man who helps the handicapped, Buzz Burbank.
Whenever he can. That's right. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Strippers, as it turns out, are not protected by the Constitution's Freedom of Expression Amendment. So says the U.S. Court of Appeals in New Jersey, ruling on a lewdness conviction for an Atlantic City bar. The dancers at the Moulin Rouge were busted 3 years ago for rubbing themselves and their customers in explicitly sexual ways. The women there are never completely naked. They weren't even topless, which the court apparently misunderstood in making its ruling. The Moulin Rouge girls wear bikinis when they dance, alone, together, with customers, or all of the above.
Hello.
The bar paid a $10,000 fine to keep its liquor license and then poured more money into a legal challenge against the state's law on lewdness.
Yes, rub it, honey.
Quoting the owner, anytime someone from the ABC thinks something is lewd, I'm disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
If a dancer in a bikini touches her breast and that's considered lewd, then she can't dance.
I'm watching a stripper right now at Home Depot.
She has to just stand there. End quote.
That's that fabulous Angela Lansbury lap dance.
Oh, man. Down, boy.
Oh, you've awakened the beast.
Down, boy. Down, boy. Down, boy. Down. Okay. Hi.
It's like legalized prostitution, according to critics of an interesting trend in Saudi Arabia.
What's that?
Others have described it as marriage light or temporary marriage. Their word for it, misyar, or a misyar contract. Under this contract, couples can live separately but get together regularly for sex. It's kind of unexpected in this ultra-conservative Islamic kingdom where extramarital sex is considered a grave sin. Unrelated men and women aren't even allowed to speak to each other in Saudi Arabia. This actually has more to do with the price of a wedding, this new trend, the cost of alimony, and just a touch of male superiority.
We call that the spiwak plan.
Under this contract, the misyar contract, he...
The spiwak contract.
He decides, we can call it that, the spiwak contract. The man decides...
The Rob decides.
When they get together.
The Rob decides.
Then Rob is free to have multiple contracts, leave one whenever Rob likes, and pay nothing in alimony.
To carry.
And 80% of these contracts are later voided.
I'm sorry I'm not talking right now. I'm writing things down.
I'll talk slower. Misyar contracts were invented in the early days of Islam, where men were off on trading expeditions or off to war. Speaking of which, the Misyar controversy is the biggest story in Saudi Arabia today, next to the stories about the bombs going off nearby.
Wow.
Several reports say the U.S. and Britain have given Israel one more week, and no longer than that, to cripple Hezbollah before joining the rest of the world in demanding a ceasefire.
What kind of pussy move is that? I mean, hold on
the
a second.
We're making.
Yeah, I mean, it's not only
it's a transparent move is why it's stupid.
It's like, right. We'll give you a week. You know, keep.
I mean, we wonder why they're blowing us up, too, because we're over there while the bombs are going in there.
Keep bombing the S out of them. Just go for one more week.
Yeah, and we have to get our people out of there, too. It's just, it's nuts.
The president says Hezbollah's the problem and that the Israelis should be given time to cripple the enemy. That's also a slap at Syria and Iran for supplying Hezbollah with guns and rockets. But officials are also reportedly worried that if the fighting goes on for more than a week, the situation could spin completely out of control. It's a good thing our missiles work.
Hasn't it already really kind of spun out of control?
You could argue that, but I think they're thinking more on the scale of a real World War III.
Muslim wine. Hezbollah.
It's a good thing.
That was from Rob Spiewak. I'm throwing him under the bus with that one.
I'll take credit for that.
Thank you. Because of the tense situation, we are grateful that our missiles worked, sort of. At least they did when we launched a test one yesterday, sort of. The dummy warheads hit their target in the water 4,200 miles from the launch site. Unfortunately, a power outage delayed the launch by a day.
You big dummy!
In what was supposed to be a test of the system's reliability.
Buy that missile, dummy.
This is a big one.
Everybody else was testing
theirs. Where'd that missile go, dummy? Elizabeth!
Seemed like a good time.
Elizabeth!
Dummy!
Every president...
I'm coming! This is the big one! Bye, Elizabeth! Man, oh man, you put that dummy warhead on there! Dummy!
Dummy!
Hey! Jim Vance! Grady! Get inside, dummy!
You big dummy!
Hey, big dummy!
Every president since Warren G. Harding has addressed the nation's leading civil rights group, the NAACP, but not President Bush.
Well, George Bush doesn't care about black people.
He's a dummy!
To keep from being the president who hates black people, he will, after 6 years in office, finally face the group today.
I'm the big one! Bush is showing up! I'm the big one, Elizabeth!
Fasten your seatbelt.
He already did.
We are in for a bumpy ride.
He already did address
them. He was addressing them today, yes. Yes, he did that today.
Right.
They're not too fond of him either, especially his party's attempted killing of the Voting Rights Act. The White House says the president's argument...
White House.
...that his career has reflected...
You understand what I'm saying?
...a strong commitment
White
to civil rights.
White House.
Big dummy.
Like I said, hang on to something. Senator Barack Obama told convention goers...
Who?
...to not be Barack Obama, very popular lawmaker.
I've heard the name.
Midwest, yes.
I've
my man.
I'm not making a joke.
No, I'm just saying I've heard
guy.
The name.
Very, like very well liked.
Like him a lot.
A lot of people like him. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama says...
Yeah, right, sorry, Rob. Right, Rob. He's black. Yeah. That's why he would work for the NAACP.
He's telling... been telling to mention...
Yeah, I like it when Rob shakes his head. Like,
that's what he did to me when
that.
I said I like him.
You don't have to tell Rob. He's been telling convention goers not to be bamboozled by whatever the president promised today. The White House says Mr. Bush is making a case for unity.
Wasn't that a Spike Lee movie?
Quoting Obama, don't buy into it.
As I recall, a pretty good movie, too, like about like a turnaround, like...
black people doing comedy in blackface.
Right.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Working it?
Oh, Lordy, it was. Hey, Mike, don't look at me like that. It was. One of them movies that made a... What do you call it? A social statement.
Wonderful. I've never seen it.
The premise
bamboozled?
Premise is that there's a TV network that wants to have, like, a black sitcom.
Okay.
And they want to black it up. Mm-hmm. And Spike Lee, it's a Spike Lee production, I don't even remember who's in it, but whoever the star is,
right.
Says, listen, if they want it blacked up, we'll black it up.
So and he does it just to...
So you got a guy coming out in their Uncle Sam hat going, oh, how am you doing? And lo and behold, it becomes America's top-rated television show.
Oh, my
show.
God. How did I miss that? I got to see that.
It was a limited release.
Oh, really?
Get it on DVD.
Okay. All right, good.
It was in the theaters.
Yeah, but not much.
Bamboozled was in the theaters.
Briefly. Not like Superman.
Working it in public. Catch the wave.
And then I sat and really worked it.
The meaty details after the break.
Oh, you'll want to hear that one, Mike.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Based on your experience this morning.
Today. By Dave J.O.ing.
Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly
fascinating and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Like 15 inches of strap-on comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Like I mentioned, the big one coming up tomorrow, as a matter of fact, besides the regular Friday junk that we do. We're going to be outside again tomorrow playing fire extinguisher roulette.
Oh, I can't wait. It's very homoerotic.
You can either just show up. Fire in the Hole, another great name for the game. Thank you, bud. Show up or send us an email if you like. DonandMikeWebsite.com. And don't forget to keep sending the entries in as well for the show open contest. Send them to Yanni.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we'll have the pictures up when? Of Robert the Dunk Tank?
Any moment now. They're uploading even as we speak.
Yanni?
I'm working on it as we speak.
Gotcha. Thank you, Yanni. And now here's Buzz again. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Buzz the Good Samaritan, who is just helping Tom Gavin...
Into his cab.
Get into his cab.
And nice that Tom's sitting in the front seat.
Yes.
That'll be a nice ride for that cabbie. You ever thought I'd think about a cabbie like
he'll
that?
He'll remember it always.
Mm-hmm. Finally, the summer rash continues of men exposing themselves. In Decatur, Illinois this week, a man was arrested in an Arby's for tenderizing his meat. He allegedly did this at the drive-thru, pants around his ankles.
Don't arrest me. I'm sorry.
Hold the horseradish sauce. In Austin, Texas, police are warning the public about an epidemic of flashers. Austin police say they're not just showing up at parks. They say criminal exhibitionists are also turning up right outside people's homes. One cop says some of the guys get brave enough to become rapists, but experts say in most cases exposing the genitals is the one and only goal of a criminal exhibitionist.
Excuse me, that's apist.
And England is about to put the mass in that word for pleasuring yourself. England's Channel 4 is sponsoring what it calls a wankathon. Hundreds of men and women will take part. There will be rules. There'll be prizes for certain achievements. And
How do I enter? Finally, a contest I can really win.
If you have to ask, participants
our
will
second
be,
trip to England for the wankathon
will be allowed to bring toys. The network's done this sort of thing before. It says Penis Week was such a big hit, it's thrusting ahead with the wankathon.
So hold on, this is you're working your own man, right?
On television, yes.
And what is the goal? Fastest, most
fastest, the most time? Yes, toys, all of that. There are categories for all that.
Okay, I want to go.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No sex toys.
No sex toys.
Okay. But like real toys, like Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Fantastic.
That's what I work my man with and stuff like that.
The wankathon.
Hey, we got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody.
Keep them separated.
All that stuff on our website.
See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you, bad monkey.
Bologna and SpaghettiOs.
Wankathon.
Bye, Tom.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Beep.